Play-by-play of tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Aurora Sports Complex. High school football on the air tonight here on 1230 KHIS. We wrap up the regular season, a game that's been circled for a long, long time. Number one ranked Aurora and the third ranked Patriots of Adams Central. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. Both teams come into the ball game with undefeated records. Both teams are 8-0 on the season. They have had little, if any, trouble knocking out their opposition so far this year. Aurora has won its eight games by an average score of 42-9, and the Patriots have outscored their opponents by an average score of 43-7. Aurora led by quarterback Tyson Brockmeyer, who has thrown for 995 yards, 14 touchdowns so far this year. He's been intercepted only one time through eight games this season. Meanwhile, the Patriots will counter tonight with a rushing attack of Ryan Beamer, who has rushed for 1,168 yards and 17 touchdowns so far this season. Nice thing is, both of these teams have already qualified for the Class B state playoffs. The bad news is, this could be the first of two meetings. We could see these two teams square off again in the playoffs, again underway next week across the state of Nebraska as we welcome in Jimmy Purcell tonight. And Jimmy, what we've been talking about all season long, this is going to be a classic matchup tonight, the Patriots and the Huskies in Aurora.
Well, and we got here plenty early tonight, and this really has playoff atmosphere written all over it. I mean, all kinds of people here. You look down at the stands in front of us, and we'll get to where we're seated at here in a little bit, but all kinds of people on the home side, people standing around the track already on the far side, a great contingency coming over from Hastings. A lot of people I talked to in town today going to make their way over to this ball game. It's going to be a dandy, Mike. Number one, number three in Class B, it doesn't get any better than that. This is one that, as you said, we've been looking forward to all year long, just kind of hoping that both teams continue to keep winning on out throughout the season. And they have. They come into this thing undefeated, and this is going to be a real dandy tonight.
The Aurora rushing attack, they run out of the Veer offense. We heard from Coach Carlin during the pregame show how difficult of offense this is to defense. Number one, you've got to take care of the quarterback, and he's a good one, Tyson Brockmeyer. Number two, you've got to take care of the pitch man. That's going to be James Van Pelt. They've got a good inside runner, too, the fullback in Nate Souk. And then if you shut down the rushing attack, they've got a dynamite throwing attack, too. The aerial assault goes to Josh Bart. So you got to shut down a lot of weapons here on this Aurora football team.
I think the biggest thing is defensively, Adams Central's played outstanding defense. Their front four linemen have played tremendous in the last few weeks. They've really come together, and they have improved each and every week. And a coach always wants his team to improve each week, and they really have. They really come together offensively and defensively, and this Adams Central defense is going to be heavily tested tonight. And as you said, the passing efficiency of Tyson Brockmeyer, 995 yards, 14 touchdowns, and only one interception. That is tremendous on the year. And as you said, big playmakers in the backfield. Van Pelt, 571 on the year and 12 touchdowns, and then Souk, 473 and 7 touchdowns. Bart with 433 and 5 touchdowns. So they can, if they can't get it done on the ground, they will try to definitely throw the bubble screens. They'll work Van Pelt around an awful lot to try to get the ball into his hands. He is the playmaker, and the guys on the other side of the ball in the white jerseys tonight are going to have to know where James Van Pelt is at all times.
You mentioned the Adams Central defense. It has been sensational so far this season as we check their numbers. Adams Central has given up only 154 yards of offense to the opposition. They allow about 61 yards on the ground and about 92 yards through the air. So I think that's the side of the ball that's going to be tested tonight. I think both of these teams are going to be able to run up and down the field tonight. We're going to see some scores in this football game, and I expect a dynamite football game, maybe the best of the season. Who knows?
Well, and I exactly think so, too, Mike. I think Adams Central really needs to eliminate the big plays. You remember the game last year? We did that at Patriots Field. Adams Central in the game through halftime, and then as the third quarter rolled around and into the fourth quarter, it was the big plays, and you heard Coach Carlin talk about it in the pregame show. It was the big plays that really hurt the Patriots last year, and Aurora went on to the victory. But I think tonight, eliminate the big plays, try to keep it between the tackles. And this front line, as I'd mentioned, the defensive front of Adams Central has played very, very well, but they will have a stiff challenge tonight. They have a bunch of big brutes up front for Aurora, and they're led by Andrew Rodriguez, 315-pound senior. He will be going to the University of Nebraska, so the Patriots are going to have their hands full tonight on that offensive front line.
You'll see the Patriots double-team him a lot on the on the offensive side of the ball, and then Andrew Rodriguez is going to be a force. He's going to line up at right tackle for the Aurora Huskies on offense. So we'll see Andrew Rodriguez on both sides of the football here tonight. We're sneaking closer to game time. This is our high school football game of the week tonight. We're at the Aurora Sports Complex in Aurora. The top-ranked Huskies are ready to take on the third-ranked Patriots out of Adams Central. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHAS.
It's the Take the Money and Ride Fall Savings event at CPI and Mr. Tire. Get a $50 and up to a $75 debit card with the purchase of four select tires at CPI and Mr. Tire. Offer ends October 31st, 2009. Ask CPI and Mr. Tire for details. And get free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty at CPI and Mr. Tire.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jim Purcell, and Gene Shaw high atop the Aurora Sports Complex tonight as we get set for high school football action. Hastings St. Cecilia came up winners last night, their final regular season ball game, as they blew out Grand Island Central Catholic. They won the C1 District Championship last night. Hastings High in action tonight as they try to wrap up their season. They've got a ball game against the Grand Island Northwest. But for the second time, Jimmy, in three ball games, we find ourselves pushed high above a football facility tonight again on top of the press box facility here at the Aurora Sports Complex. Going to see great tonight, but it's going to be kind of nippy by the time the ball game wraps up.
Yeah, it really resembles the game last week down in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan, the college game on Saturday. We were very high up into the air, but can see the field very well. The wind has subsided, so just going to be cold. But thank goodness I got to talk with you this morning and to find out that we possibly could be on top. So I packed the coveralls, winter coat, gloves. I look like I'm ready to go hunting, as it's going to be a very brisk evening tonight here in Aurora.
You hunters have some very odd gear when you go out and hunt, I'll tell you that. You are bundled up, and there's going to be no problem with the weather tonight for you as we get ready to go here tonight. They give us a kickoff temperature of 49 degrees, but since the sun has went down, it's cooled off quite a bit. We're going to have northwest winds to start off the ball game at about 8 miles per hour tonight as we are getting closer to game time right now. Let's pause the playing of the national anthem by the Aurora Huskies marching band tonight here at the Aurora Sports Complex. Set to go high school football action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. The Aurora Huskies and the Adams Central Patriots, both teams 8-0 on the season. Adams Central on offense tonight will go with Matt Overmiller at quarterback, 165, a junior. Overmiller having a sensational year two for the Patriots. He has thrown for 868 yards, 10 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions. He has completed 60% of his passes. In the backfield, Ryan Bieber went over the 1,000-yard mark in the ballgame last week against Grand Island Northwest, at 200 yards plus a week ago against the Vikings, scored 5 touchdowns. Beamer, the 190-pound senior. Ryan Bender in the backfield as well. Bender, 185 and a junior. Bryce Hendricks will be your tight end. Hendricks, 195 and a senior. Your wide receiver, Zach Hunt, 175 and a senior. Nate Arnold will be the other wide out, a 170 and a senior. Across the offensive line for the Patriots, you've got the Tommy Ehlers in there at center, 240 pounds and a junior. Philip Holtman at right guard, 200 pounds and a senior. The left guard will be Zach Hollister, 180 and a junior. And the two tackles tonight for Bill Carlin and the Patriots will be Matt Wallen, 250 pounds and a senior, and Jake Meyer, 235 pounds and a senior. The Aurora Huskies on offense tonight Tyson Brockmeyer, the quarterback, 165 and a junior. Jimmy mentioned him. His numbers very impressive here for the 2009 season. James Van Pelt, 170-pound senior. Nate Suk is the fullback, 185 and a senior. The wide receiver will be Josh Bart, 170 and a senior. The other wide receiver will be Brian Arndt, a 155-pound senior. And in the offensive line for the Aurora Huskies, you will have Garrett Johns at center, 265 and a sophomore. The two guards will be Miles Riffelson, 205 pounds and a junior, and also Brad Holweiler, a 230-pound senior. And then the two tackles for Aurora, Nebraska-bound Andrew Rodriguez, 315 pounds and a senior. The other tackle will be Jamie Bergmark, 275 pounds and a senior. The Huskies dressed in their homestanding red and white uniforms here tonight. Their white football pants, their red tops with their white football helmets. Adams Central dressed in their visiting uniforms tonight. Their silver pants, their white tops, trimmed and lettered in the red with their blue football helmets. And this is a playoff atmosphere. I think you mentioned a couple of minutes ago. We could see these two teams battle out again somewhere in the next couple of weeks during the playoffs.
Well, and we won't know until Saturday morning when the pairings do come out. But, you know, that is a very good possibility. And as we continue to watch people file in along the outside of the track, around the fence, lots and lots of people here from Aurora. The stands down in front of us, the home stands, are absolutely filled to the gills. And people standing around the track. So definitely a big, big matchup. And I think Adams Central, yes, they will get the football to start the game out. And I think it's very important, Mike, that they just try to establish the ground game. But it's going to be kind of difficult to run. As we said, between the tackles with those big horses up front for Aurora, it's going to be very difficult. Matt Overmiller has really come a long way since that first football game, and he's got a couple of big targets. Nathan Arlt, the all-go-to guy, he will be a big part of this game. And also Zach Hunt and Bryce Heinrichs. Watch those three guys tonight. They are very valuable for Bill Carlin in this offense.
You mentioned the fans here on the near side. Adams Central fans across the way, they've got their stands pretty well filled up, and they've got some fans standing around the fencing area, too. So we're going to have a jammed house here tonight at Aurora. Sit back and enjoy this one here tonight, number one against number three. Two undefeated teams. Tell you what, the crowd is going to be into this football game. I can tell that already.
I tell you what, the old cliche, to be the best, you have to beat the best, and that's what Adams Central is looking to do tonight. And that doesn't get any better than the Aurora Huskies.
This place is rocking already. And this press box is moving.
Yeah.
Tyson Brockmeyer,
I know how you are with height.
Tyson Brockmeyer will tee things up. Back deep for Adams Central will be Nate Arlt and Ryan Beamer. They stand at about their own 11-yard line. And we're set to go. Brockmeyer's into the football. It's going to be a driving kick. It bounces at the 15-yard line. Beamer mishandles the ball. Goes back to the 6-yard line. Bobbles it again. Picks it up with his 7. He's back to the 10-yard line. Down the sideline, 15. And he's run out of bounds here at the 20. So Ryan Beamer has a little bit of a problem there with the kickoff. He's finally run out of bounds close to the 40-yard line. Down there for the Aurora Huskies on the special teams, number 4, Austin Smith. So Adam Central will start first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Could have been much worse.
It could have been, Mike. And already you see, I was down on the field when we got here. I walked down a walk from goal line to goal line right down the middle. And with all the moisture that we have gotten the last couple of days, the field is very greasy, and it's going to be tough. And as you've seen Beamer try to pick that ball up and make a cut, his foot slipped out from underneath of him. So it's going to be a very interesting thing to watch through the night with both sets of running backs on both sides of the ball.
Adams Central will start first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. They'll move from our right to our left. And here's a reverse play now to a Nate Arnold trying to get outside. He does, 20, 25, 30 to the 35-yard line before he's spilled right there. Tackle is made by Austin Smith again for Aurora. So that's kind of the bread and butter play. Bill Carlin really likes that play. Nate Arnold lines up as the slot back to one side, and he comes back and gets the ball on the reverse. They use Nate's speed to get outside. They pick up the first down, pick up a 15 on the first play for the Patriots.
And a great job blocking out there on the right side. It was right off of the right tackle. Good blocking out there. Bryce Heinrichs out there blocking as well. Opened up a nice hole for Art. The first down. Patriots are out to the 35-yard line.
They'll start off here in the I formation here on this series as they give the ball away and they give it to a Beamer. He's across the 35 to the 38. Pick up a 3 yards in a play for Ryan Beamer. I watched the first two plays, Jimmy. They have now moved Andrew Rodriguez from the left side to the right side. They're going to bounce him around on the defensive line. He's played at two different positions here in two snaps of the football so far. A pickup of a couple of yards there for Ryan Beamer will give him 2, and it's now 2nd down and 8. Second down and 8 yards to go. Your you're shedding clothes already.
I'm shedding clothes already. The wind has gone down, but don't need the gloves on. Hands are starting to sweat.
All right, here's a pass out here. It's going to be caught and then dropped right at the line of scrimmage. They get out to Jake Johnson. A little pass out to Jake. And he is going to be stopped immediately here by the Aurora Husky defense. Jared Nikowitz over here for the Huskies to knock down to Jake Johnson. No gain on the play. And it is now third down and about 7 yards to go.
But again, Mike, on that play there, as Johnson got the football, he as well tried to make a cut and slipped right down with the defender all over top of him. So the field surface, definitely a factor here this evening.
Now it's third down, 7 yards to go for the Patriots. Play action pass over Miller's in trouble, gets away, runs with a 35-40, and he is chopped down at the 44-yard line. He is going to be stopped short of a first down. Andrew Rodriguez into the stop there for the Aurora Huskies. So Overmiller wanted to take the ball downfield. The Huskies cover him up secondary, and he was forced to run with the football. He comes up about a yard shy of a first down, and now the Patriots will punt.
Actually, inside of a yard shy, just almost got to the first down stake as he rolled out to the left side again, slipping on the surface, but he lunged forward, comes up about a half a yard short, so we'll see Zach Hunt in for his first punt of the evening.
Hunt averages 34.5 yards per kick. Austin Smith back deep for the Huskies. And now we got penalty flags down. Penalty flags are down. I think the Huskies are a little confused out there on the punt team. They got a burn a timeout here. So a timeout called by Aurora early in this football game. 9 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central nothing, Aurora nothing.
Union Bank and Trust Company is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics. Union Bank and Trust Company serves you with all types of ag lending, including real estate, machinery, livestock loans, and operating lines of credit. Tom Beamer has almost 30 years of ag loan experience, offering competitive rates and favorable terms. Call 463-8583. Union Bank and Trust Company, a loan production office in the Landmark Center, Suite 237, 2727 West 2nd, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
All right, Joltner has scored in their opening possession tonight. They lead Silver Lake in a big eight-man ball game, 8-0. Here's a snap to Hunt. He's going to kick the ball, angles it off to the far side. It bounces at the 30 to 25.
That's a live ball.
Yeah, it actually touched the man who was blocking down there, and Austin Smith has got to dive out of. Nobody around for the Patriots, but you're right, that was a live ball down there.
Nearly disaster for Aurora's. Just an end-over-end kick from Hunt. Trying to keep it down along the ground to keep it out of Smith's hand. And then, just a defender down there. As the ball took a bounce, it bounced right off the back of his jersey. And fortunately for Aurora, nobody around. Unfortunately for Adams Central, they didn't have a number down there either. That would have been a big, big turnover in this ball game. But Adams Central or Aurora will take over first and 10 at their own 22.
All right, Tyson Brockmeyer again is quarterback. He'll be in a shotgun formation most of the night. And he hands the ball away. First play, and it goes straight up the pipe. Nothing there. This is a bear-type offense, so there's a lot of option out there. That's a Nate Suk who carries the ball there, gets it back to the line of scrimmage, and he was covered up by the Adams Central interior defense. Loss of about a half a yard in the play, maybe closer to one. Pushed back to the 21-yard line. We'll call it second down at 11. Huskies moving from our left to our right. Wide receivers all over the place. Brock Myers in the shotgun set. He's got the snap. Hands the ball away. That's going to be Soup again. Looking to get outside. 25, and he's blocked it at the 26-yard line. That is Jake Johnson over there for Adams Central, number 41. Puts the hit on Soup. A great play by Johnson as he knocks him down at the 26-yard line. A pickup of about 5 on the play. And now we'll call it third down and 6 yards to go.
Big-time hit over there by Johnson. Soup had a lot of room to run out there, but Adams Central was able to stretch him to the far sideline. And as he tried to make a cut back up along the sidelines, Johnson just unloaded on him and brought him down for just a short gain. Third down and about 7 yards for the first drive here for the Aurora Huskies.
Huskies have the ball on their own 25-yard line. Brock Myers in the shotgun set again. He's got the ball. Plenty of time. Throws it. It's going to be chipped in and incomplete. That's Beamer and Hunt covering up the intended receiver. That's the wide receiver and Josh Barnes. So that was a good, good defensive series there for the Bats.
Great series right there. And Zach Hunt almost come up with the interception. He could see Brockmeyer's eyes where he was going, and he started out about 5 yards deep in the secondary from the receiver, made a big move to it, just about picked that one off.
Brockmeyer is your punter as well. He averages 42 yards per kick. Not bad for a high schooler. Back deep is going to be Nate Arnold for Adams Central. He stands at his own 43-yard line. Here's a Brockmeyer into the football. And again, Nate comes up. He loses his footing, and the ball goes by him. It's past the 40-yard line down to the 38. So we've mentioned it a couple of times already, Jimmy, here in the first quarter. Nate Arnold comes up to field the ball, and his feet just went out from under him there. And Nate's a little slow in getting up at the 45-yard line. He's going to have to be helped up, but he returns to the huddle. So, again, some problems with the footing down there for the Pats.
Yeah, 41-yard punt. And as Arnold come up to field, that one again slipped right on the surface and then just wisely stayed down, let the ball bounce along the turf. And Adams Central will take over at their own 38-yard line. Was kind of concerned a minute there that Arnold might have been injured. He was just tying his shoe up as I put the glasses on him. So AC on their second drive now will get things started.
7:53 to play in the first quarter. No score between the Patriots and the Aurora Huskies here tonight. Adams Central with the ball on their own 37-yard line. Over Miller hands the ball away to Beamer. He's hit the backfield and down he goes. A loss back here at the 38-yard line. A loss there for the Adams Central Patriots as Beamer is knocked down into play. A good job there by the Aurora Huskies. That's the middle linebacker getting through there. That's going to be Kyle McCarthy. McCarthy, the leading tackler on this ball club, with 78 stops coming in here. The 200-pound junior knocks down Beamer. You don't see that very often, Beamer getting stopped for a loss.
Not very often, but McCarthy, a good-looking product out there, was on the blitz, came right over the center, and then was able to bring down Beamer for about a 4-yard loss. Second down and long now for the Patriots.
Over Miller up under center. He backs up, hands the ball away again to Beamer. Angles off on the right side across the 40 out to the 42-yard line where he is knocked down. Tackle is made in there by the Huskies. And coming up to make the stop is going to be number 9, Matthew Grosshans. Grosshans, the 175-pound junior for Aurora. That time just a simple play off the right tackle, and Beamer takes the ball across the 40. They're going to spot the ball at the 43. Now Adams Central looking at a manageable situation here. Third down and 5 yards to go.
Much better job there by Adams Central. Got him a little bit of a hole off right tackle. Was able to pick up almost 9 yards on that play. So third down and 5 from the 43. 6:38 left to go here in the first quarter. No score.
Over Miller again from the shotgun. Wide receivers, 3 of them out to the left side. They swing the ball out here to Nate, and he drops the ball. Nate Arnold drops the ball at the 40-yard line. I think he looked up, Jimmy, and saw nothing but red shirts and say, I don't want anything to do with this thing.
Well, and again, Kyle McCarthy, number 45, out there on coverage. We've seen him bring Beamer down for the loss. He was the guy that was eyeballing Nathan Arnold. And as that ball came to Arnold's hands, he just simply took his eye off the ball. It fell incomplete. So the Patriots will have to punt again for the second time tonight.
So it'll be Zach Hunt back into the ball game. Austin Smith will drop back deep for the Aurora Huskies. Good kick here. Angles to the near side. Bounces at the 20-yard line. The Patriots are down there across the 15, across the 10. Still on a roll, and it's going to be down at the 7-yard line. That was a great kick there by Zach Hunt.
49-yard kick by Hunt as he got the favorable roll. The grass is mowed very short on this surface, and that allowed the football to roll about another 12 to 15 yards there. So a good break for the Patriots, as now Aurora will be pinned back at their own 7-yard line.
When you got the speed that the Aurora Huskies do on this football team, you probably have some influence to the maintenance staff here at Aurora High School.
I would imagine. This is probably the only field I've seen other than the Broncos practice field that is mowed this short. It's very, very short.
So it's going to be first down and 10 for the Huskies. Their two head coaches kind of playing the field position ball game here in the first quarter. And so far, the Patriots have won it as Aurora is backed up here at their own 7-yard line. And now the quarterback, Brockmeyer, will be under center for the first time. He was in the shotgun for that first offensive set. Back to the I formation. They pitched the ball, angling off of the right side. That's going to be Van Pelt across the 10, up to about the 13-yard line. Tackle was made in there by Bryce Henricks for the Adams Central Patriots. Henricks had an interception last week against Grand Island Northwest and took it to the house for EC. That was a pickup of about 5 yards in the play by the running back for the Aurora Huskies, James Van Pelt. Second down and 5 yards to go now for Aurora. Deep in their own territory, they've got the ball in their own 12-yard line. And now they're back to the shotgun formation as they're going to run the quarterback here. And they nearly fumbled the football down there. Did they fumble it? A big stack up down here at about the 10-yard line. That's going to be Aurora's ball. Tell you what, that was very, very close to a fumble as they fake the ball up inside to the first man. That's Nate Suk, and then the quarterback pulls it back out. Brockmeyer tried to take it around the right end, Jim, and he bobbled the ball just as he got to the end of the line of scrimmage, and they really popped out of there.
Yeah, Heinrichs and also Jake Meyer in on the stop over there, but that was a nearly disaster for the Huskies as Brockmeyer just very fortunate to maintain possession. We'll give him a loss of a couple of yards, so it's going to be a third down, and 7 yards. The ball is at the 10-yard line of Aurora.
Aurora backed up here in their own end after the great punt by Zach Hunt. Backing up is going to be Blackfire. He throws the ball. It's going to be caught here. And running with the ball is going to be Van Pelt. And Van Pelt brings the ball up to about the 14-yard line. So a short pickup there for the Huskies. Going to be short of a first down, and the Huskies are now going to have to punt. Bryce Hendricks into the stop there for the Adams Central Patriots. And now AC should get great field position here, Jimmy, as the Aurora Huskies are backed up in their own end. Brockmeyer will have to punt from his own 5-yard line.
Yeah, Adams Central winning the field position battle, and they're going to get to a tremendous field position. Nate Arlt lined up at the Aurora 45-yard line here.
So Aurora with a lot of movement here before the snap as Brockmeyer waits at the 5-yard line. Still waiting for the snap here, waiting a long, long time. And the snap goes over his head into the end zone. It's being bobbled. It's picked up there by Brockmeyer. He's going to be hit, and down he goes. A safety.
Big, big play. First break of the evening for the Adams Central Patriots. And as Brockmeyer was looking to the sideline, he was waiting for a call from the coaching staff, and then the snap came. He was not even ready for that. It went over his head, and then a host of Patriots were in there defensively. Aurora had nobody there to try to give Brockmeyer any time or room to get out of the end zone, and Adams Central comes up with a big, big play. They tackle Brockmeyer in the end zone, so they go ahead of the Aurora Huskies 2-0 early in this ballgame.
I don't know if they were confused or they had something on. You wouldn't think they would have any kind of a fake on deep in their own territory like this, but they waited a long time, Jimmy, at the line of scrimmage, and finally the snap came back, and it was over Brockmeyer's head, and it was a ton of white shirts. I think Lynn Platt was in there and a host of others, but they tackled the punter in the end zone. It's a 2-0 ballgame. The Patriots have the lead.
Yeah, really a strange turn of events there. Waited an exceptionally long time, and the whole time Brockmeyer was watching the sidelines, and I looked at the coaching staff. Nobody was signaling to him, so I don't know what the situation was there, but definitely a big mistake for Aurora as they allow Adams Central to bring down Brockmeyer in the end zone, so they go ahead 2-0, 4:05 left to go here in the first quarter, and to make things worse, they're going to give the ball back to the Patriots, and they're going to get pretty good field position. Here we see Beamer and Arlt standing about their own 37-yard line.
So a two-run double here in the bottom half of the first inning.
Yeah.
And the Aurora Huskies find themselves trailing. The third-ranked team of the state of Nebraska, Adams Central, is 2-0 as Tyson Brockmeyer is tackling the end zone for the first points of the ball game on the punt. And now Brockmeyer will tee it up here at his own 20-yard line. So AC will get the ball back following the safety. 2-0, Adams Central has got the lead here in our high school football game tonight. Brockmeyer is into the football, bounces it down along the ground, but it comes back to Beamer, takes it at the 37, back to the 40, 45-yard line, still on his feet to the 45 to the 50, inside Aurora territory as he takes it down to the 42-yard line.
Nice return by Ryan Beamer there. He fielded that one. They tried to keep it low on the ground to try to squib it along there to keep it away from Arlt and Beamer. But Beamer was able to get over there, pick it up at about the 35-yard line, take it all the way down to the 44-yard line, which is where Adams Central will set up in Aurora territory with 3:58 left to go here in the first quarter.
So let's see what the Adams Central offense can do now as they will start this drive in Husky territory. 2-0, AC's got the lead. Zach Hunt, wide receiver to the right side. Jake Johnson, your wide out to the left. Vanover Miller is in the shotgun formation. He grabs the ball, rolls right, steps. He's going to throw the ball downfield. He's got a man out there. He makes the catch to the 10-yard line. Down to the 5, down to the 2-yard line. That is Zach Hunt. A beautifully thrown ball there by Matt Overmiller. Right up Zach Hunt. And the Patriots have the ball at the 2-yard line.
Big, big hitter. You wondered when Bill Carlin was going to take a shot downfield. He's known for really throwing the bubble screens out to the outside and not going vertically down the field. And that one there, a big strike, 43 yards to Zach Hunt. They take the ball inside the 5-yard line down to the 3. So Adams Central knocking on touchdown door against the number one Huskies.
3:50 to play here in the first quarter. It's already a 2-0 ball game, and the Patriots are in the red zone for the first time tonight. Nate Arlt is your wide receiver, split to the right side. Bender is in the backfield along with Beamer. Over Miller will be up under center. He turns, hands the ball away to Beamer, angles off on the right side. He is in at the goal line. He's into the end zone for a touchdown. Ryan Beamer takes it in from 3 yards out, and the Patriots go out on top now by the score of 8-0.
Well, a shocker here in Aurora right now. Adams Central definitely with all the momentum on their sidelines. They get the safety on the bad snap for the punt for Aurora, and then a big, big pass play of 43 yards takes it all the way down to the 3-yard line to Zach Hunt before he was brought down, and then good blocking up front Aurora defensive line had no answer there for the Patriot line. They was able to open up a nice hole, and Beamer goes in from 3 yards out. Now we'll see Johnson holding and Hunt in there for the PAT for the Patriots.
All right, so it's 8-0, 3:32 to play now in quarter number one here from the Aurora Sports Complex. As Zach Hunt will try to tack on one more point here. Waiting for the snap, high snap. Johnson gets it down. Ball is up there. The kick goes through the uprights. It is good. So Adams Central and his safety, they get the ball right back, and they take it right downfield. That was a two-play, 44-yard drive. Of course, the big one was the pass play from Overmiller to Zach Hunt. Brian Beamer takes it in for the Patriots. 3:32 to play. Here's the first quarter. The score, Adams Central 9, Aurora nothing.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Fall is the time to enjoy nature's masterpieces. Bring the splendor of fall to your home or office. Shop for fall wreaths and arrangements, centerpieces, fall decor, and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers. 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
1230 KHAS.
All right, an update in from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings High has jumped out on top of Grand Island Northwest, 19-0. The Tigers with a lead midway through the first quarter.
Mike, first quarter numbers here already. Adams Central with 80 yards of total offense, 48 through the air, 32 on the ground. You look at Aurora, 9. This Adams Central defense, we talked about how stifling and good they have been all year long. They're going against the best tonight offensively, and they have completely shut Aurora down so far. It's early in the ballgame, but they have done a tremendous job between the tackles.
They've run just 3 plays, haven't they?
Aurora? They've run 6.
6 plays, all right.
2 pass plays for 4 and 4 rush plays for 5. So a great job by the AC defense so far.
All right, Adams Central will kick off now from their 40-yard line. 3:32 to play here in the first quarter, 9-0 Patriots. Zach Hunt preparing to kick off. He's into the football, angles it off to the far side. It bounces down there at about the 20-yard line, gets away from the deep back. He's got to go back and pick it up at the 10. Now he's going to try to outrace the Patriots to the near side. He's got an opening, 15, 20, 25, and he goes down as a penalty flag goes down at the 25-yard line. Bringing the ball back was James Van Pelt for the Aurora Huskies. But again, a penalty flag is down just as Van Pelt went down right around the 25.
Oh, and Van Pelt already showing his speed. That's going to be a block in the back against Aurora, so that's going to bring the ball back on a nice return. Van Pelt lost track of the football. It went all the way down to about the 7-yard line, and then you could hear the crowd kind of come to their feet. They know what kind of speed Van Pelt has. He brought her all the way to the near side of the field, out close to the 30-yard line before Adams Central is able to bring him down. But now the officials are going to mark this off. They'll spot it down at about the 17-yard line.
We've talked Aurora Huskies the past 2 weeks because Hastings High played Aurora last week, and then we were with the Adams Central coaching staff this week talking about Aurora. They say Van Pelt is one of the fastest guys in the central part of the state. We saw his speed right there. So it's first down and 10 with a penalty. The ball is brought back to the 18-yard line. Aurora is still moving from our left to our right here in the first quarter of play. And now Brockmeyer wants to throw the ball, does so out there, and he completes the pass, but his receiver falls down. That's Van Pelt as he falls down at the 15-yard line. We have seen nothing but slippage here, Jimmy, in the first quarter. A couple of times for Adams Central, and now right there, Van Pelt had some room to run out there, but he simply grabs the ball and falls down just as he grabs it. In fact, a loss of a couple of yards in the play.
Yeah, and both teams are going to have to play through that, Mike, and both running backs, good backs for both teams, but they're going to have to play through that. The field conditions, as I said when I was out there, basically from goal line to goal line, there isn't one area that's drier than the other. It's all a very wet field and muddy, and as short as they mow this, the soil's right there, and it's that mud is greasy down there. A loss of about 3 yards for Aurora.
There's a Brockmeyer. He fakes the ball. Now he wants to run it himself as he brings it across the 15-yard line, close to the 20, but still about 8 yards shy of a first down. Remember, these guys had snow yesterday. We had a snow last night for the Grand Island Central Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia ball game in Grand Island. I assume they had snow here, and the track tonight is going to be a little bit on the muddy side.
Yeah, going to be very tough to make any kind of cut. So just as I said, both teams are going to have to play through it. It's equal for both squads.
If we're betting ponies, this is probably a sloppy track tonight.
Sloppy track.
Sloppy at best. All right, 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 9-0. The Patriots have the lead. Brockmeyer with the ball. Sprints it down the line of scrimmage. Takes the ball himself. He's across the 20 to the 25-yard line, and then he is swarmed under by the Patriot defense. He's going to be short of a first down. So Brockmeyer runs the ball there for Aurora, but he's still going to be about 3 yards shy of a first down. Tackle was made in there by Jake Meyer for the Adams Central Patriots.
Tell you what, Jake Meyer has been a force. He has come on as well. I think we talked about this in one of the first games we did for Adams Central. I remember when little Jake was at his dad's business, just a small little tyke. He's not small now, about 6'4 and about 230, and he was able to grab Brockmeyer up around the shoulder pads and jerk him down for a short game. So now we'll see what kind of woes we have. A lot of movement on the Aurora side now.
Last time they tried to punt, they snapped it over Brockmeyer's head, and Adam Central got a safety. Again, they're waiting a long time here at the line of scrimmage. Fourth down and 3 yards to go. Brockmeyer's going to kick the ball. Going to come to the near sideline. He bounces it out of bounds here to 45 to the 42-yard line. It is out of bounds, and the Adams Central Patriots, who have completely dominated the first quarter, will get the football back. A 34-yard punt that time for Brockmeyer. Well, very impressed by what the Patriots have gotten done here in the first quarter.
Yeah, and to go back to the punt, a much better snap there, and they just simply kick it away from Nate Arlt, and it goes out of bounds at the they're going to spot it down at the 41-yard line. So Adams Central, with a buck three left to go here in the first quarter, will take over. But, yes, very good. They have basically just ham and egged them through the air, 48 yards in the through the air on that big pass play to Hunt, and six rushing plays, 32 yards. Patriots look very good so far.
So start on the near side. Hash to give the ball off to Beamer. He's across the 40 to the 45 to the 46-yard line. So a quick pickup there of about 5 yards for Ryan Beamer for Adams Central. He had over 200 yards last week in the ball game against Grand Island Northwest.
Well, things will be a little bit tougher going here. Beamer's had an outstanding year, up close to 1,200 yards on the season. And that one there just off right tackle again was able to pick up nearly 5 yards. So bring up a second down, and we'll call it six with inside 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Ball wrestling between the 45 and the 46-yard line. Here's Overmiller, hands the ball away again to Beamer. He's across the 50 to the 45 down to the 42-yard line. Ryan Beamer finding some running room off a right tackle that time. Austin Smith, number four, the defensive back, comes up to make the stop on Beamer. But if you're a defensive back, Jimmy, you're not the ones that's supposed to be making the tackles. And right now, Andrew Rodriguez, the big guy up front, has been non-existent here in the first quarter.
You know, I've watched him a couple of times, and the Patriots in the early series have started double-teaming him, and now they're not even having to. They are able to put a hat on a hat with Rodriguez, and they are controlling the line of scrimmage, opening up some nice holes. And again, off right tackle on that play, Beamer picks up 12 yards and another first down for AC, as that's the end of the first quarter.
Momentum is definitely on the opposite side of the field right now after one quarter. One quarter in the books tonight at the Aurora Sports Complex. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 9 and the Aurora Huskies nothing.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much, and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Aurora Sports Complex. Here's Adams Central with the ball. Beamer looking to get outside. Does so. He's at the 40-yard line still on his feet. Takes the ball down to about the 38. So Beamer moves the ball from the 43 down to the 38-yard line. We'll give him 5 yards in the play. And now the Patriots will be looking at second down and 5 yards to go, just underway here in the second quarter. AC's got the lead 9-0.
Tell you what, Bill Carlin would be all smiles with numbers like this through for one quarter. Overmiller, 3 of 3, 48 yards, connecting on that one big 40-yard pass play. 8 carries, 49 yards, so 97 yards of offense in the first quarter. 3 first downs. We'll get to Aurora's number after this play.
Overmiller hands the ball away again to Beamer. Head down, drives it to the 35-yard line, squirts loose, takes the ball down to the 30, and that's going to be enough for a first down. Ryan Beamer on second effort takes the ball down to the 30-yard line. Bart comes up to make the stop for the Aurora Huskies. Also, number one, that is a Chase Perry. But a first down there for Beamer as he takes the ball out of the 30. And right now, as you mentioned, Jimmy, down in the trenches, the Adams Central Patriots just manhandling a much bigger team from Aurora tonight.
Well, they are a much bigger team and bigger than anything they've seen all year long. But I'll guarantee you, the defense of Aurora has not seen a tougher running back than Ryan Beamer, and he just simply bounces and runs over guys. The yards after contact are tremendous tonight for Beamer. He was hit a couple of times right at the line of scrimmage, and he was able to pick up 8 yards, another first down. Bill Carlin calls a timeout. We'll come back to the Aurora numbers after this timeout.
I just want to say something right now. The guys up front, especially on the right side, that's Philip Holtman and Jake Meyer, flat doing the job on Nebraska recruit Andrew Rodriguez to this point.
They're really doing a great job. They are controlling the line of scrimmage.
10 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 9, Aurora nothing.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Some scores for you. Giltner is out on top of Silver Lake, 22-6 is the score there. Hastings High has added another touchdown. Tigers now leading Grand Island Northwest. Get this, 27-0. They're still in the first quarter.
Wow.
Adams Central leading here 9-0 over the Huskies. They see with the ball from the 30-yard line, handoff to Beamer, and Beamer's going to be hit this time. But still, forward momentum carries him down to about the 29, and the tackle was made in there by number 59 up there on that defensive line, Jamie Bergmark. Bergmark, 275, and a senior. We've been talking about Rodriguez's size at 315. Bergmark, he hasn't missed too many meals either at 275.
No, he hasn't. Aurora with several players over 250. We talked about this being the biggest team by far that Adams Central's faced all year long, but they've really done a nice job. And again, as you said, yards after contact, Ryan Beamer picks up a yard. He was hit a couple yards deep in the backfield, but continued to keep his legs driving, picked up positive yards.
Over Miller hands the ball away again to Beamer. This time he stopped in the backfield. They kind of collided in the backfield, and then he kind of stumbles forward. He is stopped on the play, and making the stop there was Nate Soup for the Aurora Huskies. So Soup knocks down Beamer in the backfield, a loss in the play of a couple. Third down and 12 yards to go. And Beamer kind of stumbled out of the gates that time.
Yeah, he did. Really didn't have a lot of room to run there. There was a lot of red jerseys. They finally did get some good penetration in there. And then, again, with the field conditions, Beamer could not make that cut and go upfield. So a loss of two. Going to bring up third down and 11 here for the Patriots.
Now Rodriguez is lined up to the left side of the Adams Central offense. On third down and 11 yards to go. Play action pass over Miller. Wants to throw, sets up a little screen, and that's going to be blown up immediately. Blown up immediately, and there he is. Andrew Rodriguez knocks down Beamer. That play was in trouble from the word go. They had a lot of penetration. They sent up a little screen pass to Beamer over there, and there was nothing but red shirts around him, and Ryan probably should have just knocked that one down and said, we'll go back to the line of scrimmage and punt the football, but that was a great play by Andrew Rodriguez.
Yeah, you can see that as the offensive line allowed the defense to go through to try to set up that screen, but they seen Beamer come out on the left side, and Rodriguez, he's a big boy, but he was right over there to bring Beamer down, 13-yard loss. Fourth down, Zach Hunt in the punt.
Hunt will kick it to the near side as they kick it away from Austin Smith. It bounces at the 15. Smith will pick it up at the 10-yard line, and he is knocked down at the 14. Penalty flags come flying in. So a tricky move there by Austin Smith as he fields the ball down here at the 14-yard line. Down there on special teams for Adams Central was Jake Johnson, number 41, making the stop. That was not a penalty flag that was come flying in there. So Aurora will start this drive, first down and 10 on their own 14. They're backed up again as Adams Central is at all the field position here in this first half. 9-0 Patriots have the lead.
They have, Mike. We talked about Aurora in the first quarter. 15 yards of total offense, 14 on the ground on six carries. Brockmeyer only 1 yard on two or three passing. No first downs for Aurora yet in the ballgame.
Brockmeyer play action pass. He's under pressure. He is hit, and he is spun down by the Patriots and busting through there. We have talked about him the past couple of weeks, Jimmy, in our ball games that we have had. This kid is having a sensational season for the Patriots. Brandon Hageman. Hageman, 200 pounds and a junior. He gets his seventh sack of the 2009 season right there as he spins down Brockmeyer. A big loss in the play all the way back to the 7-yard line.
Loss of around 10 yards But, boy, I tell you what, Hageman has had a good year. I mean, this defense of Adams Central is just every week has just continued to gel and get better as the season goes. And as we talked about in the pregame show, as a coach, you want your team to improve each and every week, and they definitely have, and they are playing very sound defense right now.
Second down and 18. Aurora's got the ball at her own 7-yard line. Brockmeyer drops back into the end zone to fire the ball. He does so out of the flats. That's Van Pelt, and he is chopped down over there by the Patriots. That is Nate Arnold coming up to make the stop on Van Pelt. It looked like Van Pelt had a lot of running room down there, didn't it, Jimmy? As they swing it out to the right side, and immediately Nate Arnold comes in and closes that gap and just chops him down, takes his feet from out under him. So they get back the yardage that they got in the sack. It's third down and 10 yards to go.
Well, and again, Mike, we've done a lot of football games this season, seen a lot of great open field tackles, but I don't know if there's anybody better out on the outside to bring down a guy in the open field than Nate Arnold. He did a great job there, and as the crowd come to their feet again, they know when Van Pelt gets the ball in his hands, he can take it a yard. But Arnold does a great job chopping him down. Second down and third and 10 here, actually, for Aurora.
Now Brockmeyer's under pressure again. He comes to the near side. He unloads the ball. He's been caught by Barth, and he is knocked down at the 27-yard line. Knocked down there by Rosenquist. That's going to be enough for a first down. That's why the Huskies are so dangerous. They've got a very athletic quarterback in Brockmeyer. He got away from the pressure by Adams Central, came to the near sideline, and found his favorite target, Barth, here, and he is knocked down at the 27, but that's enough for a first down.
13-yard gain, and he was in hot pursuit, was Jake Meyer, in hot pursuit of Brockmeyer. Just as soon as he threw it, Big Jake hit him from behind, and then a big, big hit on the receiver, Barth, after he made the catch, but the first down for Aurora.
Now Brockmeyer goes inside. That's going to be Stook with the ball across the 30, 35, brings it out to the 40-yard line where he is brought down. But now Stook finding some success there. Tackle was made by Nate Arles for Adams Central, so a big gain right up the pipe there for the Aurora Huskies. So Adams Central concerned about the passing game the past couple of plays, and now they cross them up as they go right up inside with Suk. And they're going to spot the football at the 39-yard line, another first down for the Huskies.
Well, and they were able to find Andrew Rodriguez, the right tackle over there, is where he was at. Now he's going to be lined up at the left guard, but he was at the right tackle there, and Suk just got in right behind Rodriguez, picked up 11 yards and another first down.
Here's a handoff again. Nope, they're going to pop it across the middle. It's going to be caught by Van Pelt down here at the 40-yard line. A play-action pass. And Van Pelt hauls it in. There was not a man around for the Patriots there defensively. Van Pelt hauls it in and takes it down to the Adams Central 40-yard line. Brockmeyer just bellies to the first man through there and then stands up in the pocket and throws the ball in the center of the field right on the money to Van Pelt.
Boy, and Brockmeyer did a great job carrying the fake out. I thought the running back, Suk, had the football, and then he found Van Pelt down the middle of the field for a 20-yard gain into Patriot territory.
Here's Suk with the ball, and he's going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage. He kind of slips down there as he tried to make a cut right at the line there for the Huskies. Pick up a baby. Well, they're going to say no gain into play, second down and 10. So, again, a very muddy track here. Maybe the snow did some damage here at Aurora. Kind of slowed things down, maybe even things out a little bit, huh?
Well, and they really had the middle all jammed up there was the Patriot defensive line. And Suk tried to stop with his and shift with his left foot, just simply slipped out and fell on the seat of his pants. Going to bring up second down and 10.
Aurora with a ball from the 40-yard line. Here's Suk again as Suk takes it down to the 36-yard line. And the ball came loose there momentarily. The Patriots said they had the football, but the guys in the black and white suits don't agree. Suk came up with a football there at the bottom of the stacks as he was wrestling with it down there. Last guy to get up for Adams Central was Beamer. He's not going to let go of the pick. But they give the ball back to the Aurora Huskies, a pickup on the play of about 4 yards. And we'll call it third down. Actually, a pickup of only about 2 yards after the fumble there. So it's third down and about 8 yards to go. Another big play for the Adams Central defense right here. Huskies in Adams Central territory for the first time tonight. They've got the ball at the Adams Central 38-yard line. Third down and 8 yards to go. Brockmeyer from the shotgun. He's got the ball. Rolls to his right. Unloads the ball. It's going to be caught there. That's going to be a first down down around the 28-yard line. That's Barth again, the receiver for the Aurora Huskies. He was double covered that time, but he threads the needle right in there. And they got a first down at the 28-yard line. Brockmeyer not afraid to throw the football with defenders around his receiver.
No, and then watch the pass rush there for Adams Central. They really had nobody able to get through there and put any pressure on Brockmeyer. The offensive line did a great job there. That gain goes for 10 yards. So now 53 yards on 4-4 passing. Brockmeyer starting to heat up.
From the 28-yard line, they hand the ball away to Van Pelt on a little reverse play to the 25 to the 24-yard line. Knocked down there by the Patriots. That's Hageman again into the stop for the Adams Central defense. So Van Pelt lines up as a wide receiver that time. He comes back and gets the handoff from Brockmeyer, the quarterback. And he takes the ball to about the 24-yard line. So a pickup of 4 yards in the play. We'll call it second down at about 6 yards to go. 4:15 to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central has got the lead over number one ranked Aurora tonight. 9-0 is the score. So now they're going to go with a spread set. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left side. Brockmeyer in the shotgun. He's going to hand the ball away to Suk. He just goes straight ahead across the 20 down to about the 18-yard line. Hegeman again into the stop for Adams Central. So now the Aurora Huskies getting their running game going a little bit against the Adams Central defense. They're going to spot the football at about the 18. It'll be very close to another first down as the officials eyeball that to the far sidelines. And they give them the first down. There's the indication. So the Huskies, it took them a while to get going here offensively, but this is a pretty nice drive here by Aurora.
Yeah, through one quarter, no first downs for Aurora. Now five all of a sudden, and they've got three of them through the air, two of them on the ground. We talked about Van Pelt coming in, the go-to guy as far as the rushing game goes for Aurora. Only two carries tonight for 8 yards for Van Pelt. It's been Suk, the big fullback, that has done the damage against this Patriot defense.
Now they'll go with a tight eye set. Here's a play-action pass. As Brockmeyer throws the ball into the end zone, it's going to be overthrown. Nate Arlt was beaten on the play there as he bit on the play action, thrown into the corner of the end zone. It's incomplete, threw it too far. The intended receiver was Matthew Grosshans for Aurora, and he was open. He had a couple of steps on Nate Arlt.
Yeah, Grosshans was lined up on the far side of the field. Arlt was on him one-on-one, and then as Grosshans got down about the 5-yard line, made that cut to the outside and was headed towards that end pylon. Brockmeyer threw a pretty good pass, but yeah, Arlt bit the other way, and he was definitely burnt. If that ball wasn't overthrown, that's six for Aurora.
It is now second down and 10 yards to go from the 18-yard line of Adams Central. Here's Brockmeyer with the ball. He's open 15 to the 10. He's at the 5-yard line, still on his feet, and he's down to the 2, leans forward to the 1. Did he get in? No. Brockmeyer's got the ball, knocking on touchdown door down at the Adams Central 1-yard line. A nice run by the quarterback for the Aurora Huskies, Tyson Brockmeyer. And now Aurora is sitting at first down and goal from the Adams Central 1-yard line.
Well, and we talked about Suk being the main ball carrier here in the ballgame so far. Brockmeyer did a great job carrying the fake to Suk right up the middle, then took it off left tackle, picked up 17 yards, first and goal for the Huskies.
All right, here we go from the I formation. Brockmeyer just goes straight ahead, pushing. Does he get in? He does not. Adams Central stops him here. On the first snap, he just goes straight ahead. Why not when you got an offensive line like that? So now it's second down and goal. Just outside the goal line. Aurora working from our right to our left here in quarter number two. Like to punch one in. They're trailing 9-0 here in the ballgame. Grosshans, your wide receiver, split to the right side. Suk in the backfield, along with Van Pelt. Brockmeyer just goes straight ahead. Now he gets into the end zone for the score. Took him two tries for the 1-yard line, but he finally sticks one in there. 2:32 to play in the second quarter. Aurora gets in a 1-yard quarterback sneak by the quarterback, Brockmeyer.
Well, and a pretty good drive there put together by Aurora after the first quarter, only 15 yards of total offense. Now, after that drive there, Aurora now with 98 yards of total offense, so they take it pretty much the distance to the field. And now we're going to see kind of a strange formation here for the point after.
You never can tell what those Huberts have in mind here. Of course, Randy Hubert, the head coach for Aurora. His son, Troy Hubert, is the quarterback for Hastings College. Now we go with a more traditional-looking extra point here. Ball is down. The kick is up, and that one just gets through there. It is good. That looked like one of my golf shots off of a tee. It was anyone but straight.
Low screaming hook.
Oh, yeah. Just got in through the left upright there, but the PAT is good. That was a 85-yard drive, 14 plays. 14 plays, 85 yards. The Huskies on the board, 2:32 to play. Second quarter, Adams Central 9, Aurora 7.
Cold Nebraska weather is here once again, and Beeman's Appliance wants to remind you to have your heating system checked for proper working condition. Inefficient appliances can mean lost money to you. Beeman's Appliance is your local Carrier experts and can save you money on high heating costs with a Carrier Infinity system. Beeman's Appliance also has used appliances for sale. Check with Beeman's today for more information on a heating safety check, used appliances, or a Carrier Infinity heating system. Located at 729 East Park Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back in Aurora tonight. Class B football in 1230 KHIS. Third-ranked Adams Central has got the lead over number one-ranked Aurora. 2:32 remaining in the first half. It's now 9-7.
Well, Aurora, or Adams Central dominating the first quarter, and then Aurora coming out here in the second quarter. Really not a lot of offense going for Aurora in the first quarter, but boy, they put together a nice 85-yard drive and a couple of big plays. A 17-yard gain by Brockmeyer off left tackle was able to get them down inside the 5-yard line, and then Brockmeyer eventually took it over from 1 yard out. He will do the kicking duties here. We have Beamer and Arl back deep for the Patriots.
They're going to bounce this one down along the ground, but it finally gets back there, and it's going to be picked up by Nate at the 20-yard line. 25-30, 35-40, far sideline, 45, and Nate is knocked down at the 48-yard line. You never can tell what's going to happen when Nate gets the ball. He's a speedster there for the Patriots, and now Nate might be a little bit shaken up. He is slow in getting up at the 48. That would be a big, big blow for the Patriots if he can't come back. And Bill Carlin immediately out there for Adams Central at the 48-yard line.
Yeah, we'll have to get the glasses on him and see, but a nice return by Arnold up the left side right in front of the Patriot bench. Takes it out all the way to around the 50-yard line. They'll spot it down actually at the 48 of Adams Central. And, boy, that isn't good. The Patriot sideline's taking a knee now as they attend to Arnold.
All right, so we got an injury timeout here late in the second quarter. Is Nate Arnold? Well, let's just keep it right here. Is that Nate's going to get up here for the Patriots? So Nate Arnold is on his feet and he's going to walk to the sidelines. So we will check that out. Is Nate needing a little assistance to get to the sidelines? And that's the last thing the Patriots need there is lose Nate Arnold. He has been super everything for the Patriot offense here this year. But now the Patriots have a 9-7 lead over Aurora. We've got 2:23 to play here in quarter number two. And the Patriots will come up here, maybe still thinking points in this half. First down and 10 from their own 48-yard line. Beamer gets the call, and Beamer brings it across the 50 and brings it into Aurora territory down to about the 49-yard line. So pick up a couple of yards on the play. Rodriguez into the stop there for the Aurora Huskies. So Rodriguez has went both ways and went the entire first half so far for Aurora, the Division I recruit for the University of Nebraska. Second down, a pickup of 3 yards on the play. Second down and about seven now for Adams Central. Clock is running inside 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Over Miller now goes in the shotgun formation. Wide receivers to the left and to the right. Now they hand the ball away in that little reverse play, and it could be stopped immediately. Rodriguez again, and on the stop there for the Huskies. Jake Johnson running in replace of Nate Arnold. That would have been a Nate's play right there, but Nate on the sideline with an injury. Jake Johnson runs that play, and Andrew Rodriguez, who was quiet, Jimmy, in the first quarter, all of a sudden has turned on his motor.
Yeah, he started coming around now. Adams Central was double-teaming him early in the game. They went back to just a single man-to-man on Rodriguez. He's lined up at the left tackle. And, boy, Jake Meyer had his hands full there as Rodriguez was able to break through there and bring down Johnson for about a 4-yard loss. So third down, 13, the ball on the 46, a buck 7 left to go there until half.
All right, Adams Central now from their own 46-yard line hands the ball away to Beamer, and Beamer is going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage. Adams Central's running attack all of a sudden has gone south. And the guys up front have got their hands full now with this Aurora Husky defense. And now the Huskies will call a timeout here to try to save some time. They want to get their hands back under the football. A good defensive stand there by the top-ranked Aurora Huskies. We'll take a timeout, 56 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, we'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 9, Aurora 7.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery. Helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High still out on top of Grand Island Northwest. 34-6 is the score at the Osborne Sports Complex. Adams Central leading here over the Aurora Huskies, 9-7. Zach Hunt back into the ball game to punt. A high snap. Hunt brings it down. Here's the kick. Pretty good kick. It's going to bounce at the 30, and it will go out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. So that's where Aurora will start this drive, about a 32-yard kick.
Mike, looking through the glasses on the far sidelines, they appear to be looking at the hand of Nate Arlt. We weren't able to see him at all. They didn't put him in that series of downs, so we'll see what his status is for the remainder of the game. Kind of check defensively. Yeah, Arlt is back out on the field now, so that's a good sign. But Aurora very quickly coming to the line of scrimmage here. They're looking for more with 48 seconds left to go here till half.
They'll start in their own territory, though, at the 25-yard line. Huskies are trailing by a couple of points, 9-7 is the score. Brockmeyer wants to throw the football, swing it out here. Van Pelt had it and dropped it at the 25-yard line. Van Pelt had a lot of room out here, but simply drops the football at the 25. Incomplete pass, 2nd and 10.
Boy, all kinds of room to run out there. Bryce Heinrich's probably the closest guy to Van Pelt. On that play, they're just trying to run the screen over to him. He catches that. He goes a long ways, but it falls incomplete. 2nd down and 10, 44.8 seconds left to go here till half.
Brockmeyer from the spread set again. Hands it away straight up the pipe, and he brings it to about the 28-yard line. That's going to be Van Pelt carrying the ball there. That's Soup. That's Nate Soup carrying the ball there, the fullback for the Huskies. But now it's 3rd down. 3rd down, about 7 from their own 29. Brockmeyer from the gun again, sprints out left side. Brockmeyer holds it, and throws it. Bart grabs it at the 45-yard line. He's out of bounds to the 49. Brockmeyer all kinds of time there as he got rid of the football to Bart here on the near side. Bart hauls it in, a 1st down for the Huskies. He gets out of bounds. The ball now up around the 48-yard line of Aurora.
6th first down of the second quarter for Aurora. That one there, a big gainer, 18 yards. Out to the 49-yard line, and Brockmeyer threw that one a little high, but Bart, very athletic, goes high into the air, makes a nice reception behind the Adams Central secondary, and they were able to force him out of bounds. 18.3 seconds left to go here.
Wide receivers left and right, empty backfield. Brockmeyer has got the ball, backs up, got time again, steps up in the pocket, throws it far side. It's going to be caught and dropped again at the 43-yard line. That man was wide open over there for Aurora. That's going to be Jared Miskiewicz, McCabe's, 165-pound senior. McCabe's cannot make the catch there. In fact, he does not have a catch all season long. Most of the catches have been with Josh Bart.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
He was wide open, had a lot of room out to the right side again. Nate Arlt on coverage slipped down, and he had a lot of room to run after the catch if he would have made that. But it falls incomplete again, so 2nd down and 10. 13.6 seconds left to go here till half.
Brockmeyer has got the ball, hands it away to Soup. At least one man across the 50, 45. Soup to the 40, down to the 36-yard line. And Aurora immediately calls a timeout here as Soup takes the ball to the 36. 8 seconds to play now. 8 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The Patriots had a shot at him, Jimmy, right at the line of scrimmage. I didn't catch the number, but somebody got their hands on Soup. And he evaded that tackle, and he took the ball all the way down to the 36.
Yeah, I believe that was Ryan Beamer, the linebacker in there for AC, that initially hit Suk at the line of scrimmage, and then once he scored through there, was able to pick up a nice gain of 15. So now with the arm of Brockmeyer, you definitely got to think with 8 seconds left, they'll take maybe a couple of shots or at least an out pattern to try to get him out of bounds at the end zone. Brockmeyer's numbers in the second quarter, 71 yards in the just the second quarter, and Randy Hubert wants to talk this over.
They got to the line of scrimmage, and then they were confused when they got there. Now we got 4.5 seconds remaining here in the second quarter, so we got a quick timeout. We'll take a break. It's Adams Central 9, the Aurora Huskies 7.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest-growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Grand Island Northwest has scored back in Hastings. The Tigers out on top of the Vikings, 34-12 now. At the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. We got 4.5 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. 9-7 is the score. Adams Central leading by a couple of points. Huskies calling the timeout here. They've got the ball at the Adams Central 37. Three wide receivers will split out to the left side. Brockmeyer in the gun. Suk will be in the backfield. 4 points. Well, now they're going to put 7 seconds back on the clock. All right, 7 seconds on the clock now. Brockmeyer has got it. He backs up, looks left. Brockmeyer scrambles left. He's in hot pursuit here. He's hit once. Brockmeyer then throws it into the end zone. A jump ball down there. It's incomplete. A penalty flag is down. That's going to be offensive pass interference. Nikavich pushed off back there against the Adams Central defender. It's going to be a pass interference call. I think that was a Zach Hunt down there defending against the Nikavich. And Nikavich, you can see it from here, Jimmy, just pushes Zach Hunt, I think, in the back, and penalty flags came down.
Yeah, Hunt was down there. Also, Ben Rosenquist, number 11, down there in the end zone as well. And they're going to discuss this. That'll be the end of the half. But, boy, Brock Myers, he was rolling to the left side. Jake Meyer was in hot pursuit. Also, Bryce Heinrich in hot pursuit. Heinrich actually got his hands on the jersey of Brock Meyer. He was able to get free and then just simply throw a desperation pass down in the end zone and nearly a completion. But if the receiver pushes off, so that's going to be the end of the first half and a dandy here in Aurora.
So two quarters in the books here tonight in high school football action. The score at the break, it is Aurora trailing Adams Central, the Patriots 9, the Huskies 7. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy, serving you Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jim Purcell, Gene Shaw, back at the Aurora Sports Complex tonight. 9-7 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead over Aurora tonight. A couple other scores to pass along to you. Hastings High continues to lead Grand Island Northwest during the second quarter. Back of the Osborne Sports Complex, the score is 34-12. The Tigers with the lead there. Lincoln Southeast out on top of Kearney tonight. Late in the second quarter, 14-7. Bearcats need a win there to qualify for the Class A state playoffs, but so far Lincoln Southeast with the lead over Kearney. It's 14-7. North Platte at halftime is leading Fremont by a score of 7-0. And at last check, Giltner had the lead over Silver Lake. It is 30-6. Giltner with the lead over the Silver Lake Mustangs. They are in the second quarter. Wood River has got the lead over Gibbon. It is 14-0. They are in the second quarter of that ball game. Adams Central scored the first 9 points of the ball game. They got a safety late in the first quarter as Tyson Brockmeyer, the punter, was tackled in the end zone after a high snap. A safety. Adams Central jumped out on top 2-0. The Huskies then had to kick off for Adams Central, and they took the ball right down the field again. Got a big pass play, 40-yard pass from Matt Overmiller to Zach Hunt to take it down to the 3-yard line. On the very next play, Ryan Beamer took it in from 3 yards out. The PAT was good, 9-0 to score. The Patriots had the lead at that point. And then the Adams Central offense went sour in the second quarter as the Aurora defense started their motors up, did not allow a first down for the Patriots in the second period. Meanwhile, the Huskies got on the board on a 1-yard quarterback sneak by Tyson Brockmeyer. That capped off a 14-play, 85-yard drive. The PAT good. That's the way we stand here at halftime, 9-7, Jimmy, as Adams Central has got a 2-point lead over the Aurora Huskies.
Well, it's been a tale of two different quarters. The first quarter, obviously dominated by the Adams Central Patriots, and then they come out the second quarter and just get stymied, minus 1 yard of total offense for Adams Central in that second quarter. You look at Aurora, they really struggle in that first quarter. The AC defense looked very good. And then on the ground and through the air, Aurora really come to life in that second quarter. And that's kind of where we're at here at halftime. Unofficially, some numbers. Aurora, their quarterback, Brockmeyer, 7-11, passing for 72 yards. 71 of those coming in the second quarter. Rushing the football, Aurora 16 carries, 62 yards. 48 of those coming in the second, 48 of those coming in the second quarter. So total yards for Aurora in the football game, 134, six first downs. Leading ball carrier for the Aurora Huskies is Nate Suk, seven carries and 37 yards. We look on the side of AC. Overmiller is 4 of 4 passing for 35 yards this evening, and most of those coming as well in the first quarter. The Patriots 15 carries, 61 yards, so 96 total yards of offense in the first half. Three first downs, and as you said, no first downs for the Patriots in the second quarter, minus 1 yard, minus 13 on that one screen play. So if Beamer lets that fall to the ground, it helps the numbers out a little bit. But that's kind of where we're at. Individual leaders. The leading ball carrier, not a big surprise here. Ryan Beamer, 12 carries, 44 yards, but he had 6 carries for 28 in the first quarter. So Aurora definitely doing a tremendous job in the second quarter coming up with the adjustments. And I watch Rodriguez. They've really been moving him around offensively and defensively into different positions. And defensively, Adam Central's got to find out where he's at because he has really come to life, and he has been a force in there this second quarter on screen passes and also the running game. It has been tough to run between the tackles in the second quarter for AC.
So everything that we expected, I think, so far in the first half of play, AC had some success running the football in the first quarter. We expected a tremendous defensive effort out of both of these teams, and I think we've been blessed by a great defense here in this contest tonight.
Well, they're not number one and number three in the state for any reason, and coming into this ball game, the hype and everything else that was going along in the media with the Omaha and Lincoln papers, it was talking about a whale of a showdown here in Aurora. That's what we've got, but it was dominated by AC in the first quarter, and the big, big play that got the AC on the board, really, or actually the touchdown, was the big pass play of 40 yards to Zach Hunt down to the 2-yard line, and then the Patriots were able to take it in. But they're going to have their hands full. We'll see what happens here in the second half, but definitely a dandy here in Aurora.
9-7 is the score. The Patriots have the lead over the Aurora Huskies. Tomorrow, the Hastings College Broncos in action after their big win last week over Nebraska Westland. Trying to make it 2 in a row. The Dana College Vikings in town to take on Hastings tomorrow at the Osborne Sports Complex. Paul Merkowitz, the head coach for Hastings College, is standing by. We'll talk with him about the ball game last week and about what's ahead for the Broncos tomorrow. We'll hear from the coach at halftime. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on 1230 KHAS.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jenny Purcell, Gene Shaw back at the Aurora Sports Complex. Everything we expected in the first half, 9-7 is the score. Patriots have got the lead. over the top-ranked team in Class B. Like you mentioned, a tale of two ball games right now.
Well, it really is, Mike. You look at the numbers. In the first quarter, Adams Central put up 97 yards in the first quarter. Second quarter, minus one. You look at Aurora in the first quarter, 15 yards of total offense. You come back to the second quarter and 119. So just a complete flip-flop for both teams. Really, the Mo going into the locker room is on the side of the Aurora Huskies.
Oh, you got to have the Mo.
You got to have the Mo, but unfortunately it's on the wrong side right now, and Aurora is going to receive the kickoff as Adams Central got the initial kickoff of the football game. So Aurora is going to get the kickoff here. And a speedster back there, Van Pelt, will be back deep for Aurora as Adams Central still huddled up on the far sidelines. But definitely a big defensive stand and some good field position. That was kind of the tale in the first quarter. They played field position, and Adams Central was able to take the ball down and score that touchdown and go ahead 9-0. And then a nice drive late in the second quarter for Aurora of 85 yards was able to put them on to the board. But the big thing, we talk about Andrew Rodriguez, 315-pound recruit for the University of Nebraska, really non-factor in the first quarter. Then they start moving him around the line of scrimmage and matching him up with different individuals, and he was a force to be reckoned with there in the second quarter. They're definitely going to have to do a much better job with him here in this second half.
All right, here we go, the second half kickoff. Hunt will get into the football at the 40-yard line for the Patriots. A little short kick. It goes off to the far side. It's fielded by a short man at the 30, but down the sideline, 40. He's at the 50 to the 45 of Adams Central and run out of bounds to the 40-yard line. That ball was fielded by one of the short men there for the Aurora Huskies as they try to keep it away from Van Pelt. That was Soup bringing the ball back for the Aurora Huskies and nearly broke that one the second half kickoff. As he has finally popped out of bounds, where they're going to spot this thing at the 44. Nice return by Soup.
Yeah, and Soup, the go-to guy, really, with all the yardage in the first half. 7 carries, 37 yards, and he was an up back there. Took it right in front of Bill Carlin and the Adams Central Patriots on that return, and they take it into Adams Central territory. And now we have the officials stopping play here momentarily.
So the line of scrimmage is the 44. What do we have here? The officials asking for something from the near sideline.
Oh, the kicking tee. The kicking tee come to Aurora's trying to steal the kicking tee.
All right. It came to the wrong sidelines. You got to watch those Huskies.
They have the Mo and they had the tee, but now the tee is on the far sidelines and it's first and 10 Aurora.
And Brockmeyer just going to take it down the line of scrimmage and he's going to try to get to the corner. He does not. He is drunk down from behind. Brockmeyer drug down from behind, and that's Bryce Henricks, number 84, into the stop there for the Adams Central Patriots. He runs down the quarterback from behind. That's a nice play.
Yeah, and a much better job there by the Patriot defense. Brockmeyer was able to get loose in that second quarter on a couple of quarterback keepers and really eat up this Patriot defense, but a much better job there on second or first down, and Henricks comes from the blind side, able to run down the quarterback, Brockmeyer. No gain, second down and 10 here, just starting the third quarter.
Ball is sitting at the 44 of Adams Central after the nice return on the second half kickoff. Here's the option play. Pitchback comes to Van Pelt. He just hit at the line of scrimmage and he's drug down. He tried to get to the corner as well, and that's a big Jake Meyer over here making the initial contact for AC. They run the option play to the short side of the field, and Van Pelt just kind of ran out of territory. Here's Meyer just knocked him out of bounds in front of the Aurora bench. No gain in the play. In fact, a half a yard loss back here at the 45-yard line.
Well, we've talked about Big Jake early in the ball game, how he's really come on through the season and showing his ability to run the field, chasing down the speedster and Van Pelt, and runs him up to the sidelines. Nathan Arlt also in on the tackle. We see Arlt with his hand, left hand, taped up pretty heavily, but that was due to that injury there in the first half. But good to see Nate back on the field. Third down and 11 here for Aurora.
From the 45-yard line of Adams Central, here's Brockmeyer with the ball, sprints out left side, holds the ball, fires it. It's going to be incomplete. It is incomplete right in the center of the field there. That was Bart, the intended receiver, number 3 for the Aurora Huskies. And that pass delivered high.
And that was Bryce Henricks over there, actually got his hand on the ball in front of the receiver, and was able to tip that one up high, and it goes off to the sidelines towards Bill Carlin. So a good stand defensively after the good return for Aurora. They get the ball into AC territory, and now Brockmeyer for the Huskies will have to punt. Arlt back deep. He'll stand at his own 14-yard line.
Brockmeyer will be at his own 45 here to get this punt away. Just underway in the second half, 10:22 remaining. 9-7, the Patriots have the lead over the Aurora Huskies. They've had one bad snap here on the punt, and now they're going to fake this thing. Brockmeyer's going to run the ball, and he's not going to get there. Brockmeyer, on a fake punt, is going to be run out of bounds to the 41-yard line. That was a pickup of only about 4 yards in the play. So a good heads-up play there on the special teams by Adam Central.
Boy, and a great job. It's almost like Adam Central could smell that was coming. You could see the coaches jumping up and down on the far sidelines, and then it was Ryan Beamer coming through the line, was able to force Brockmeyer to the sidelines, and then Brady Hoffman, number 16, was able to get over there and bring Brockmeyer down. Not far enough for the first down. The Patriots, another big play, will take over at their own 41-yard line, first and 10.
All right, so a couple of mistakes on the punt team there for the Aurora Huskies. So now Adam Central has got the ball. Here's Nate Arnold in that little reverse play. He's got some room, 40, 45, and he brings the ball to the 48-yard line. Nate Arnold on that little slot back reverse play brings the ball to the 48. That's Austin Smith in on the stop there for the Aurora Huskies, the defensive back. But a nice gain there of about 8 yards for Nate the Skate.
And ironically enough, the first play, first offensive play, the Bill Carlin run, was that same play that went for 14 yards to the same guy, Nate Earl. That one there goes for good positive yards, 8 yards, second down and two, 9:43 left to go here in the third. The Patriots starting out with trying to get that Mo on their side, ball out to the 48.
Johnson splits out wide to the left side and Zach Hunt to the right. Here's a handoff to Beamer, and he's going to be hitting down. He goes. Beamer advances forward, 48, maybe to the 49-yard line, a pickup of only 1 yard in the play. So after a great first quarter, Jimmy, Ryan Beamer's been kind of quiet here for Adam Central. That is Kyle Ehlers in on the stop there for the Aurora Husky defense.
Yeah, Beamer was able to do most of the damage in the first quarter, and then Aurora really did a great job on him. He finished the first half with 12 carries and 44 yards. We'll give him a gain of one on that one, so third down and a long one here for the Patriots.
Adam Central will come up under center this time over Miller. We'll look over the defense, back to the I formation. Unbalanced line, they're going to swing the ball out here. Nate grabs the ball. He's across the 50-yard line to the 49, to the 48. Did they fumble the thing down there? No, they say it was down. So Nate Arnold gets a crucial reception there as he brings it across the 50-yard line to the 48 of Aurora. That's going to be enough for a first down. I think Nate got rid of the ball just as he went down, but they say the D was down. That's a Jacob Schaefer in a stop there for the Huskies, but a big break there for the Adams Central Patriots.
That is the first down for Adams Central since the first quarter. They were held without a first down by this Husky defense the whole second quarter. So a good play and a good drive starting out here. The Patriots now inside Husky territory on that very crucial third down play to Nate Arl.
Rodriguez is now lined up as the right tackle on defense. Here's Over Miller. He wants to air the ball after he's got a man out there, a jump ball, and they can't make the catch. Down inside the 15-yard line, that was Zach Hunnigan. Just kind of threw it up there. Zach, pretty tall out there as a wide receiver, trying to go up to grab it there for the Patriots. He cannot grab it as Jacob Schaefer is back there in coverage for the Huskies. And that was second down and 10.
Pretty good time back there in the pocket for Overmiller as he launched that one downfield. It launched it all the way down to about the 15-yard line. Hunt was there, but also Schaefer. Just a good defensive play there as both players went high into the air for the football. The official was there, no contact. So second down and 10 here for the Patriots.
8:27 to go in the third quarter. Patriots still hanging on to the lead. Over Miller, play action pass, looks right. He's going to throw right. The ball is going to be tipped and incomplete. It was tipped there by the Aurora Huskies. That was Kyle McCarthy, number 45, the middle linebacker, getting his hands on it there for Aurora. And now it is third down and 10 yards to go. Over Miller had the time. McCarthy was just right in the center of the field and knocked that ball down.
Boy, that McCarthy, a good-looking linebacker out there for Randy Hubert and the Huskies as he was floating to the left side. They was looking for Bryce Heinrichs across the middle down about the 40-yard line. He had a step on his defender, but McCarthy just jumps into the air and knocks that football down. Big third down and 10 here for the Patriots.
Over Miller from the shotgun set again. Over Miller backs up. Surveys the field, now swings the ball out to the right side. Bender grabs it, and he's going to be hit, and down he goes at the 48-yard line. And getting over there is Perry. Takes Perry for the Aurora Huskies, so they just swing the ball out to Bender. They want to take the ball downfield, but nobody was open. They check off, and they get it out to a Bender. His safety valve there, but not much there, as he is chopped down into play by Perry.
Boy, and again, if Bender gets free from his defender, he slipped down to the turf, but if he gets free, he's got a lot of room to run as Zach Hunt gets this kick off.
That's going to go out of bounds here. They've been kicking away from the deep men for Aurora tonight. This one goes out of bounds at the 24-yard line. So the Aurora offense comes back out. 9-7 is the score. 7:45 to play here in quarter number three tonight at the Aurora Sports Complex.
Well, after a first quarter dominated by Adams Central, a second quarter dominated by Aurora, now both teams kind of settling into this football game, both teams having the football one time here in the third quarter, and you kind of get that sense it's just like a heavyweight match here, a couple of prize fighters out there duking it out here in Aurora.
So the Huskies will start this drive, their first one of the second half from their own 24-yard line. Brockmeyer fakes once and now pops it over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 30-yard line, gets away 35, out to the 38-yard line. That's Bart. Josh Bart on the receiving end of that one. He was finally knocked down on the play by Nate Arnold, but he slips a couple of tacklers there. Jimmy, he's a tough guy to bring down. Leading receiver on the team, 21 catches, 433 yards, 5 touchdowns coming into the football game tonight.
And 54 yards on 4 receptions. Adams Central really coming into the ball game was really wanting to find where Van Pelt was on the football field. They, more importantly, need to find Bart because Bart is starting to really do some damage across the middle.
First down and 10. Here's a handoff and the ball carrier slips down. That is, that's Suker Van Pelt. That's going to be Van Pelt. He just kind of slips down just as he got the ball there. A loss of about a yard in the play at second down and 11. We have seen the slippery conditions throughout the ball game tonight. Both sides slipping and sliding around after this area received some snow yesterday, some rain most of the week. So it's now second down and 11 yards to go. Under 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. The Patriots continue to lead by the score of 9-7. Second down and 11 for the Huskies from their own 37-yard line. Two wide receivers split out to the left side. Brockmeyer in the shotgun set, hands the ball away. Suk has got the ball across the 40. He brings it to the 41, maybe to the 42-yard line. And the Huskies now will be looking at a third down situation here. Third down and long for the Dogs.
Well, we always know who gets the football. When Nate Suk gets it handoff, the crowd down here in front of us yells, Suk. And Suk doing a lot of damage in that first quarter. Adams Central doing a much better job there, wrapping him up. He's a tough back to bring down. He's been a load all night, and that was right between the tackles. And Adams Central is able to wrap him up. Just a short gain to bring up third down and about 7 for the Huskies.
Three wide receivers to the right side, one wide receiver to the left. Brockmeyer with the ball. Here comes the pressure, a throwback screen. They've got their man at the 35 to the 40, dancing his way to the 45 to the 50, getting loose 45 down to the Adams Central 40-yard line. Nice play there as they throw the ball back to Brian Arum, and he makes his first catch of the ball game. The 155-pound senior goes stumbling his way down the far sideline and finally stopped on the play by Beamer of Adams Central, but not before the Huskies pick up a first down. First down and 10 from the Adams Central 41.
Well, it was big plays last year against the Adams Central Patriots that Aurora was able to come out on top, and it looks like the big plays are going to be a factor here. That one there, a third down call, third and long. They pick up 19 into Patriot territory.
And here come the Huskies again. They hand the ball away. There's going to be a Van Pelt with the ball across the 35. Penalty flags are down to the 33, and I think the Patriots grab the face mask. I think the Patriots going to be hit here with a face mask call.
Yeah, I believe the guilty party, Ryan Beamer, in there coming up to try to make the tackle on Nate Suk because he kind of cut to the center of the field. Just simply got his hand up there and about jerked the helmet right off of Nate Suk. That's the call. That was a nice pickup on first down of nearly 7 yards, but now they're going to march off some additional yardage, and Aurora putting together a nice drive again.
The Huskies did this in the second quarter, 14 plays and 85 yards, and now this is their second possession of the third quarter here. And they have now moved the ball inside the red zone as they put the ball down to 19-yard line. 5 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the second quarter. It is still a 9-7 ball game, and now the Huskies on the move here. Behind the quarterbacking of Tyson Brockmeyer. Brockmeyer from the shotgun set again. Wide receivers all over the place. First down and 10 from the Adams Central 19-yard line. Suk is in the backfield. Here's Brockmeyer. He wants to throw. Plenty of time. Now the pocket breaks down. Brockmeyer is in trouble. He's hitting down. He goes. A quarterback sack for Adams Central. In there again is our main man, Brandon Hageman, gets his second sack of this ball game. He's now got 8 on the season. Hageman, the 200-pound junior, the defensive end on the right side.
Boy, Hageman, another big play, but you watch downfield. Aurora had 3 receivers downfield, and they were just blanketed up by the secondary of AC, and Brockmeyer had nowhere to go. The pocket broke down. Finally, the Patriots get some penetration, and put a little pressure on Brockmeyer. They were unable to get to him at all in the second quarter, and that play there, they were able to get to him, bring him down for a big, big loss, going to bring up second down and 16, ball back to the 26.
Here's Brockmeyer again, fakes it to Suk. Now the pitch back comes to Van Pelt. He's across the 25, and he just tripped up at the 22-yard line. Van Pelt had some room out there. He's just tripped up there. He had his eyes on the goal line, gang. Van Pelt knocked down. They get it back to about, the 18-yard line. Third down and about nine to go. Nate Arnold, I think, a touchdown-saving tackle right there.
Again, chopping down the speedster. It looked like Van Pelt was shot out of a cannon there. I'd like to see him on some field turf or at least some conditions that was dry where he's able to make some cuts. Probably not like to see him tonight, but, boy, he is a speedster once he gets his hands on the ball.
Third down and nine from the Adams Central 19-yard line. Empty backfield, five wide receivers out. Brockmeyer wants to throw a pass across the middle. It's going to be caught but short of a first down. The pass was delivered low. Bart goes down to his knees to grab it inside the 15-yard line, down to about the 13. Going to be about 3 yards shy of a first down. Now what do you do if you're Randy Huber? You're down by 2 points here. You've got the ball at the Adams Central 13-yard line. Your field goal kicker is Tyson Brockmeyer. And the coach is going to make a decision here on the near sideline.
I think they're going to go.
It's fourth down at about 3 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 13. I think the Huskies are going to go for it right here.
Yeah, they are going to go for it. You got to think the kicking would be very tough tonight. As we talked about the footing down on the field, if you're a kicker, you have to plant with that left foot and make it very tough. But Brockmeyer is going to be up under center here, fourth down.
He turns, and now he's going to drop back to throw. Brockmeyer holding the ball. He finally unloads it into the end zone. That's going to be tipped, and it's incomplete. The Patriots hold a big, big defensive stand there. Back there in coverage for Adams Central was Beamer. They had a man open there. That was Bart at the back corner of the end zone. Beamer was back there, and also Jake Johnson.
Ooh, and I tell you what, Brockmeyer held onto that ball as long as he could, but he paid for it. Ryan Beamer coming in very hard, laid a heck of a hit on Brockmeyer, and we watch him walking on the sidelines here. Ain't sure he knows what zip code he's in right now. Beamer really laid the wood to Brockmeyer there, but a big defensive stand for the Patriots. So they'll take over now at their own 14-yard line.
Yeah, it was Johnson back in the end zone. It was Beamer who delivered the hit on the quarterback, Brockmeyer. So now Adams Central has got the ball back from their own 14-yard line. Now Beamer is going to run the ball across the 15. He brings it out to about the 18-yard line. And now the Patriots, Jimmy, need to pick up some first downs here. We're going to play the field position ball game here. Adams Central has got just a 2-point lead. Adams Central needs to grind out at least some first downs here to give a Jack Hunt some room to punt the football and to keep the momentum, keep the field position in favor of the Patriots.
Well, Adams Central in the first quarter was successful running the football against this Aurora defense, but since then the defense for the Huskies have done a much better job. But, yeah, just some between-the-tackle, smash-mouth running. If Adams Central can put some first downs together and at least get some breathing room here.
Here's a handoff again to Beamer. Angles off to the right side across the 20. Brings it out to about the 22-yard line. They're running away now from Rodriguez. That's a Miles Brithelson, the defensive tackle on the left side, making the stop there for the Huskies, a 205-pound junior. Andrew Rodriguez is now lined up as the off to the left side of the Adams Central offensive set, but they've been moving him around all night long.
Yeah,
number 78 out there.
Yeah, they really have after they break defensive huddle. See, now he's going to switch. Now he's going to go to be the right side of the offense. Bryce Heinrichs will be lined up straight across from the big Rodriguez.
Third down and 2 yards to go. Aurora comes with a blitz. They swing the ball out, and a great play out there by the Huskies, knocking down Ryan Beamer on the play. Let's see, getting up from the bottom of the stack there for the Aurora Huskies was number 82, Kyle Ehlers. The outside linebacker came blitzing in there. They had that play smelled out from the word go, and now Adams Central is unable to pick up that first down I was talking about a couple of minutes ago. And now Zach Hunt's going to be backed up on his own end to do the punting here. That was a great play by Kyle Ehlers.
Yeah, great play because if Beamer gets loose there, he's going to have enough for the first down, but a big, big loss as Hunt gets into the football here.
Again, it angles to the near side, bounces at the 50, takes an Adams Central bounce across the 45, down to the 40, and is going to die right there. It's down by Michael Lindblad for Adams Central at the 40-yard line. So a great kick there by Zach Hunt. And now the Aurora Huskies are 60 yards away from the end zone. That was a punt of 42 yards for Zach Hunt. 58 seconds to play in the third quarter. Still 9-7. Adams Central has got the lead here over the top-ranked Aurora Huskies.
Well, and the Adams Central defense bent a little bit there. They didn't break. They didn't give up any points on that drive, but Aurora was able to move the ball downfield and get it inside the red zone, but to come away with no points. Brockmeyer will remain as Aurora quarterback because he took a big, big hit from Ryan Bieber there on that last play.
Huskies have the ball on their own 40. Brockmeyer from the shotgun set again, sprints down the sideline, keeps it 40, 45, 50, down the sideline, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, and knocked out of bounds. Brockmeyer, the quarterback, holds the ball and finally was run out of bounds way downfield. Down there for Adams Central is Bryce Hendricks. You have to respect the guy as a passer. You've got to respect him as a runner. And it's been a while since Brockmeyer's got loose, but he just runs the quarterback keeper around the right end and takes the ball all the way down to the Adams Central 11-yard line. First down for the Dogs.
49 yards on the gain, and as Brockmeyer run to the right side, he had the trailing back in Van Pelt. He elected to tuck it up. And he had a pretty good hole right there at about the 50, and he takes it all the way down to the 11-yard line. Another first down. That's first down number 9, and Aurora knocking on touchdown door.
Unbalanced line now for the Huskies off to the right side. They pitch the ball. That's going to be Austin Smith carrying the thing down inside the 10, down to about the 8-yard line. They fumble the wood ball down there. Nate Arnold comes up with it for AC, but they say he was down. Austin Smith carrying the ball there, number 4 for the Huskies, as he takes it inside the 10-yard line down to about the 8. So a pickup of 3 yards in the play. It's second down now. Second down and about, 7 yards to go for the first down and about 8 yards to go for the touchdown. Inside 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The Huskies looking for the go-ahead touchdown here late in the third quarter. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side now. That's going to be Brian Arnold. In fact, wide receivers all over the place. Two to the left and two to the right. Here's Brockmeyer in the shotgun set. Bellies to the fullback, keeps it himself. He's down at the 5-yard line. Inside the 5, down to about the 2. Brockmeyer running the ball there, and the quarterback keeper this time around the left end. Tackle is made by Jake Johnson for Adams Central defensively, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight on a high school football game of the week. It's been a dandy thus far. The score after 3, it's Adams Central 9 and the Aurora Huskies 7.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Union Bank and Trust Company is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics. Union Bank and Trust Company serves you with all types of ag lending, including real estate, machinery, livestock loans, and operating lines of credit. Tom Beamer has almost 30 years of ag loan experience, offering competitive rates and favorable terms. Call 463-8583. Union Bank and Trust Company, a loan production office in the Landmark Center, Suite 237, 2727 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, we head to the fourth and final quarter. The Adams Central Patriots still holding on to a 9-7 lead over top-ranked Aurora, but the Huskies are knocking on touchdown door here to begin the fourth quarter.
Well, and the way both defenses are playing, this could be a very, very big play right here, Mike. Third down, and they can still pick up the first down. Actually, just about a half a yard here for the first down as they'll spot it down at the 2.
Brockmeyer just goes straight ahead. He is belted. This is the advances that ball forward. He should have enough for a first down, I do believe. And then they'll have 4 shots here from about the 1.5-yard line. That's the case. Another thing sitting right outside the goal line. So a first down here for the Huskies, and now they're going to have 4 shots. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. It's 9-7. The Patriots have the lead.
Mike, third quarter numbers. Adams Central, no passing yards. 18 yards on the ground on 4 carries, 1 first down. And Aurora, 102 yards there in the third quarter and 3 first downs. So through 3 quarters, Aurora 236, Adams Central 114.
Brockmeyer comes up to the line of scrimmage, and now the penalty flags come flying in off of the far side. An offside call on the Patriots, that's going to advance the ball about 7 centimeters.
I was going to say not very far. The ball is inside the 1-yard line, so you go half the distance, and I believe the nose of the football has to almost be touching the paint.
I think you're right. as we got the glasses on it down there. Aurora's going to the end zone to our left. Brockmeyer stands up as he takes the snap. He goes straight ahead. No indication yet from the line judge as he comes running in off of the far side. And now there's the indication of touchdown. Brockmeyer takes it in from 1 yard out to the second play of the fourth quarter, and the Huskies go out on top.
Second touchdown of the night by Brockmeyer, and they've both been quarterback sneaks. Brockmeyer's numbers now in the ballgame, 12 carries, 45 yards, and two touchdowns. He has been the guy that's really hurt the Adams Central Patriots tonight with that big long run. It was set up on a 49-yard run by Brockmeyer towards the end of the third quarter that was able to set that up inside the 10-yard line. And now Aurora goes ahead in the ballgame. They will line up and go for two here. Aurora takes the lead 13-9.
All right, Brockmeyer again under center. He fakes the ball. He drops back the throw, throws it to the near side. That's going to be blown up. Trying to get the ball to Smith. And the ball is knocked down there by Michael Lindblad of Adams Central. So the two-point conversion is no good, but it's still a four-point ball game. 11 minutes and 15 seconds to play. That was an impressive drive there, five plays and 61 yards. 11:15 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. The Huskies 13, the Adams Central Patriots 9.
It's the Take the Money and Ride Fall Savings event at CPI and Mr. Tire. Get a $50 and up to a $75 debit card with the purchase of four select tires at CPI and Mr. Tire. Offer ends October 31st, 2009. Ask CPI and Mr. Tire for details. And get free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty at CPI and Mr. Tire.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right side for you. 1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jim Purcell, and Gene Shaw back at the Aurora Sports Complex. High above the Aurora Sports Complex tonight. 13-9 is the score. The Huskies out on top. It has turned into not a, too bad of a night for high school football.
Yeah, if you're a polar bear.
Well, the way we're dressed tonight, it's not too bad tonight.
Yeah, really nothing getting too cold. The fingertips of my riding hand, because I have a glove on my left hand, it's that's pretty toasty, but the right hand is gloveless. So looking like Michael Jackson up here.
This has been by far the most vocal crowd that we have had anywhere in our trips that we've had throughout the year. These guys are into the football game here in Aurora tonight. Here comes the kickoff, and it's going to go over Beamer's head in and out of the end zone. That's one way to not give Beamer a chance to bring it back, and that's just to kick it over his head out of the end zone. So the Patriots will start on their own 20-yard line. Adam Central trailing for the first time tonight. Patriots down on the scoreboard with that safety back there in the first quarter, and they have not trailed until this point.
Well, and the Aurora offense, or actually the Adams Central offense, with 97 yards in the first quarter. Since then, 17 total yards. Aurora
wow.
Defense has done a tremendous job. And folks, we're in the fourth quarter, and the way Aurora's been able to move the football up and down the field, they're able to chew up a lot of time. There's still 11:15 left in the ballgame, but AC offense needs to come alive here and put together a decent drive and try to get it in there and get the go-ahead touchdown.
Now Overmiller is going to start this one from up under center as he turns and hands the ball away. That's going to be Beamer as he's fighting for the yardage out to about the 24-yard line. So Beamer carrying the ball there for Adams Central. A pickup on the play of about 4 yards, second down at six.
Tell you what, there ain't been too many football games we've done for Adams Central this year that going into the fourth quarter that Ryan Beamer hasn't been over the 170, 180, 220, 240. He's had some outstanding games. This one here, much, much tougher competition. 14 carries and 59 yards for Beamer on the night.
Got out to a great start. He's been slow since then. Now they swing the pass out here to Nate Arnold, and Arnold is going to be dragged down at the 27-yard line. Dragged down at the 27. It's Jacob Schaefer, number 80, that brings him down. Nice play there in the open field by Jacob Schaefer. That was a pickup of a couple of yards. And now Adams Central is looking at third down and 3 yards to go. 10:15 to play here in the ballgame.
Well, the plays that Adams Central has been able to pick up a lot of yardage on opposing teams that has worked very well here in this ballgame tonight. The first quarter they worked good, but, boy, Randy Hubert and his troops have made the adjustments, and they have really done an outstanding job. It's a big third down call here. Third and three for the Patriots. 9:58 left to go in the ballgame.
From their own 27-yard line, here's a Jake Johnson at a little reverse play. Shakes one would-be tackler trying to get outside. He's not going to get there, and Clark brings him down. Back here at the 22-yard line, a loss in the play. So they run that reverse play back to the wide side of the field. And that was in trouble from the word go. And finally, Bart brings down Johnson, a loss in the play. Good job by the Aurora defense. And it is now fourth down and 8 yards to go.
Well, and Buckland, the press box is going nuts right now as it continues to wobble. But did you see who initially got in there? The big guy, Andrew Rodriguez.
And now a problem on the punt, a high snap, and finally they get the punt away. It bounces around the 30, 35, out to the 39-yard line, and that was a disaster on the Adams Central punt. That one came back high to Zach Hunt as he had to leave his feet to grab that one, and the penetration by Aurora got in there. So we have seen some mistakes tonight on special teams. First of all, the Huskies allowed a safety on a punt, and right there, the Adams Central punt team gives it right back to him.
That'll go down as an 18-yard punt, but Hunt very fortunate just to get that ball away. He was able to run to the far sideline and kind of a rugby-style kick, was able to get it off. But, boy, Aurora, their offense is being able to move the ball here since the second quarter, and they've got great field position. They're at the Patriot 40-yard line, first and 10.
In the fourth quarter, Huskies have the lead for the first time tonight. Here is Suk with the ball, brings it up through the middle. Hegeman will bring him down after a couple of yard gain. Suit takes it down to about the 36. But right now, the Huskies don't have to be concerned with the clock. They're going to let her run here. We're going to be inside 9 minutes to go. Aurora is going to use as much time as they can. They're in Adams Central territory right now. They're protecting a 4-point lead, 13-9. Two short touchdowns by Tyson Brockmeyer, the quarterback for the Huskies, and that's all they've needed so far tonight. Adams Central has not been able to generate any offense since the first quarter. It is second down and 7 yards to go. Brockmeyer is in the shotgun set, fakes the ball, is going to run it himself, brings it to the 34-yard line. Hegeman again, end of the stop there for Adams Central and also Bryce Hendricks, number 84. And now a big defensive play here by Adams Central, Jimmy, as we're going to be looking at third down. Third down and about 6 yards to go. The ball is at the 34.5-yard line of Adams Central.
Well, and since the Aurora offense has been able to get up and get some offensive production, there's been several third down plays, big third down plays here in this ball game that they've been able to convert on. Watch the wide receiver, Bart. He's kind of been the go-to guy on third down. We'll watch and see when they break huddle. He'll be split out to our side right in front of Randy Hubert here, and Johnson will draw coverage on Bart.
There's a Brockmeyer. He's going to take the ball, pitches it back down to Smith. He's going to throw the ball in a halfback pass, wide open. It is caught into the end zone for the touchdown. Catching the ball was Grosshands for Aurora. Matthew Grosshands was wide open, Jimmy, as Adam Sickles' defense bites on the halfback pass. And a touchdown throw to Matthew Grosshands. And the Huskies are on top by a score of 19-9.
Boy, what an outstanding call for Aurora. They look like they're running the option to the right-hand side, and then they just simply flip it to the trail back. He throws it downfield. There was probably 40 yards that there was not an Adams Central Patriot within range of Grosshands. He just simply had to stand there, catch the football, and walk into the end zone. A big, big play here in the fourth quarter.
Here comes the PAT attempt. That's probably why they don't go for PATs. That one is underneath the crossbar, it is no good. So the PAT is no good by the Huskies. 7:41 to play in the football game now. Aurora has scored twice in the fourth quarter. It's the Huskies 19, the Adams Central Patriots 9.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
So the Dogs have scored 19 unanswered points after Adams Central had a 9-0 lead in the first quarter.
Well, in the first quarter, it was all Adams Central, but since then, it's been all Aurora Huskies, and they've done a tremendous job on defense and a little bit of trickery on that play as they're able to flip the ball to Austin Smith, the trailback, and he throws it downfield, 35-yard touchdown pass to Grosshands, and that was no coverage at all. There was, like I said, a good 30, maybe 35 yards, but there was not an Adams Central Patriot around. And, boy, the crowd coming alive now as the number one-ranked Huskies have her 19-9, 7:41 left to go here in the fourth quarter, and Adams Central searching for some sort of offensive production.
All right, here's the kickoff now. going to angle to the far side. Beamer's going to grab the ball at the 10-yard line, brings it back to the center of the field, 15-yard line, across the 15, brings it to about the 18 where he's spilled right there. So Ryan Beamer having a tough night here tonight for Adams Central. They had a good first quarter. And again, the entire offensive unit for Adams Central has went south since the first.
14 carries, 59 yards is all that Beamer has been able to come up with. And it's just been tough going, Mike. All the teams that Adams Central's played all through the season, not near as fast and physical as this Aurora Husky football team. This has been a hard-hitting football game down on the field tonight. But the AC searching for some sort of offense will take over at their own 18-yard line, first down midway through the fourth quarter.
Now they're down by a couple of scores. Overmiller's going to have to throw the football. He backs up. Here comes the pressure. Gets away from Rodriguez. Overmiller fires it to the far side. It's going to be tipped and nearly intercepted. Nearly intercepted by number one, Chase Perry for Aurora. He got his hands on it over there. So now Overmiller is going to have to throw the football here as the Adams Central Patriots are down by 10 points, 19-9, with 7 minutes and 24 seconds to play.
When we talked about the first quarter, we'll be talking about this for several weeks to come. 48 yards on 3-of-3 passing for Overmiller. Since then, minus 7 passing for the Adams Central offense.
Wow. That's the way the offensive woes have continued here for AC since the end of the first quarter. Overmiller now stands in the gun with wide receivers out to the right side. Waiting for the snap. He's got the ball. Holds it, looks, and throws the ball downfield. It's going to be incomplete. Intended receiver for Adams Central was Bryce Hendricks. I think he loses his footing out here at about the 45-yard line. Hendricks goes down, pounds the turf as he gets up, and returns back to the huddle. And now the Patriots looking at a third down situation. Third down and 10.
And you can definitely see frustration setting in with Adams Central. They've very handily taken care of all their opponents this year. And coming into this game, we knew it was obviously going to be a whale of a ball game. And it has been. But the frustration level setting in a little bit for Adams Central as they're faced with a big third down call here midway through the fourth quarter. 7:19 left to go here in the ballgame, trailing by a couple scores.
Line of scrimmage is their own 19-yard line. Patriots working from our left to our right. Overmiller with the ball. Here comes the pressure. And the pass is going to be, is it caught out there? The officials say it was caught. Yes, it was. And jarred loose from Zach Hunt. But they say he kept it long enough, and Zach Hunt is slow in getting up. So a completed pass goes from Overmiller to Zach Hunt. The ball came loose out here at the 34-yard line, but the officials come screaming in there. They say he was down, and now Zach Hunt is down at the 34.
Well, Zach Hunt took a big, big hit as soon as he caught that football right past the first down stakes. I believe it was Grosshands in there, number 9, that made the hit, but that was a big-time stick. And now we'll see Bill Carlin come out on the field as well to take a look at his receiver.
And the training staff as well for Adams Central. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have Hastings College football at 1230 KHIS. The Broncos in action against the Danik College Vikings. You never can tell what might happen when Danik comes to town. We'll have the action for you from the Osborne Sports Complex. Airtime will be at 12:15 tomorrow with a kickoff at 1 o'clock.
Only one game comes to mind when Hastings and Danik gets together. That game in Blair.
Oh, yeah.
109 pass attempts by Tom Lynch. I think he still has his arm in ice.
Hastings High is out on top of Grand Island Northwest in the third quarter. The Tigers 41, Grand Island Northwest 19. Rick Rebarger has found the offense here in the final game of the regular season. First down and 10 now for the Patriots. They're down by 10 points. There's the snap, and Overmiller backs up, and the officials will blow this one dead. Illegal procedure.
Not many penalties thrown tonight by the officials, but that one there are very costly. And any more coming late in the ball game, they're all going to be costly. That'll cost the Patriots 5 yards. They'll march her back. Going to be first down and 15 now as they'll spot the ball down at the 29-yard line. Time beginning to be a very, very huge factor right now, Mike.
Down to 7:01 to go here in the ball game. After the contest, we'll name our player of the game. We'll have our coach's post-game show. And then we'll get back to the KHAS studios. All the scores from across the state of Nebraska and the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show with Tyson Hevronic and Wayne Bulis. And again, the Patriots jump. This time, Jake Meyer, the right tackle, jumps for AC.
Actually, left tackle and right tackle jump simultaneously. They were in a different huddle than the rest of the AC players, and that's going to cost them 5 more. So, again, another costly penalty. 5 more yards going to bring up second down, a first down, and 20 yards to go here for the Patriots.
Aurora, the defending Class B state champs, been ranked number one all season long, and the Huskies appear to be heading to their ninth win. The winner of this one will win the district championship. Both teams qualify for the Class B state playoffs. First down and 20. The Patriots have the ball in their own 24. Overmiller swings it out here. Nadar with it across the 25 to the 30 and drugged down at the 33. No, that's a Bender. That's Bender coming out of the backfield now instead of Nadar. So Bender gets the reception there for AC as he brings it out here to about the 32-yard line. Bender, that's his fifth reception of the season.
Alan Bender was able to stretch the field and get around the corner and pick up nine of that 20. So it's going to bring up second down and about 11 yards to go. But again, the clock continuing to move inside 6 minutes here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they're using way too much time. The Patriots need to score twice to reclaim the lead. Second down and about 12. Overmiller has got the ball. Rolls to his left. Sets. Throws the ball downfield. It's going to be behind his intended receiver. Jake Johnson was out here for Adams Central at about the 47-yard line, but not a very good pass thrown there by Overmiller, who was behind Johnson.
No, and Overmiller very accurate in the first quarter, but since then, Aurora's been able to get some tremendous pressure, and again, they forced Overmiller out of the pocket to the right side and threw kind of a wounded duck down there, well behind Johnson and nearly intercepted. Back there by Aurora was Josh Bart, the receiver on offense for the Huskies.
So now it's third down. Third down and 11 yards to go for the Patriots. 5:45 to play in the fourth quarter. 19-9 if you're just joining us. Huskies have got the lead. Overmiller stands in the gun, rolls to his left, sets, throws the ball downfield. He's got a man. After that, Johnson, he makes the catch. Johnson makes the catch at the Aurora 44-yard line. Nice play there by Jake Johnson. He had two defenders back there, Jimmy, for the Aurora Huskies. Johnson goes up, makes the catch, hauls it in, holds onto the football at the 44-yard line of Aurora.
Not a very good pass, but Johnson had the position on his defender. That one goes for 22 yards down inside Aurora territory. They'll spot it at the 44-yard line. We've been talking about big plays from Aurora. That one there, a much-needed big play on third down for the Adams Central Patriots.
5:25 to play. The Patriots trying to get back into the ball game. Here's Beamer with the ball, and he slips down. Again, trying to make a cut, and he slips down at the 47-yard line. So a loss of 2 yards in the play to bring up a second down and 12 situation. So second down and 12 for Adams Central. Clock is running. They're in the huddle. Now with 5:05, 5:04, 5:03. Things clicking down here for the Patriots, but they're in Aurora territory. They've got it at the Husky 46 or 47-yard line. Adams Central now up to the line of scrimmage. They need a couple of scores to reclaim the lead. Wide receivers left and right. Overmiller fakes the ball to Beamer. Overmiller wants to throw, does so. The ball is going to be caught across the middle at the 39-yard line and making the reception there for Adams Central and down in the play again. Is that Nate Arnold? Second time tonight that he's going to be down in the play or down on the field at the 39-yard line. So a reception is made. And I think that's Nate Arnold down on the play here for Adams Central at the 39-yard line.
I believe it is, and I think he re-injured that hand again. Not scared to go across the middle. Overmiller makes a good pass. It's going to be good for a gain of about 8 yards, but they continue to tend to Nate Arl.
I think that's McCarthy, the guy who came in, or the hard-hitting middle linebacker, Kyle McCarthy, the 200-pound junior, came in there to nail Nate Arnold on the play. So Nate again heads to the far sideline. So Nate Arnold makes the reception there, but then he was hit hard by Kyle McCarthy, the middle linebacker for this Aurora defense. Nate holds on to the football, though. He's not going to give that thing up. So the Patriots now will be looking at a third down situation, third down and about four from the Aurora 38-yard line, still a 19-9 ball game with 4 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter.
I'll tell you what, Kyle McCarthy has had a whale of a ball game for the Aurora defense. He's been all over the back of Overmiller several times on blitzes, and that one there, a big, big hard hit on Nate Arl.
Here's Overmiller now, hands the ball away to Beamer. He has hit once, he's hit twice, and still gets away across the 35-yard line down to the 33. That's a first down. That was all Beamer. He was hit a couple of times behind the line of scrimmage, got to the line of scrimmage, hit a couple of more times, kept his feet moving, Jimmy, and just pushed it across the 35. He picks up the first down at the 33. Great run by Beamer.
Well, we talked about it earlier this season. The yards after contact are immense. I'd like to see how many he's actually got after he's made initial contact. They hit him about a yard deep in the backfield, and he simply just kept his legs moving, picked up 6 yards. Now 16 carries, 67 yards for Beamer in the ballgame.
Here's Over Miller again in the pocket, a pass across the middle. That one is nearly intercepted.
I was going to say, they don't throw a flag on that. Something's wrong. Jake Johnson coming across the middle, number 41, was hit by Mr. McCarthy again. He put a whale of a hit on him way before the ball got there. So that's going to be pass interference on Aurora. And Adams Central continues on the march. 4:04 left to go here, but needing a couple of touchdowns.
All right, so they'll mark off the penalty now against the Huskies. Now it's Aurora who's making some mistakes here down the stretch. So there's the indication. It's going to be an interference call against the Huskies. They'll move the football now down to the 17-yard line. And now the clock doesn't look too shabby here. We're sitting at 4:04. Adams Central sitting at the 17-yard line of the Aurora Huskies. Matt Overmiller from the shotgun set grabs the ball. He's got time, rolls to his right. Overmiller holds it, and now he's going to run across the 20. He's down to the 16-yard line. So officially a pickup of 1 yard in the play for Overmiller. Did not find anybody downfield. Tackle is made in there by Soup defensively for the Aurora Huskies, and he gets up hobbling a little bit.
Boy, and we watch Matt Overmiller every play after it's done. He runs to the sidelines, gets the play from Bill Carlin, and runs back. Boy, he should have been in the cross-country meet today, as much running as Overmiller has done. But, again, precious time ticking off the clock, 3:30, 3:29, 3:28, and counting here. Second down and 9 for the Patriots.
From the 17 of Aurora. Overmiller has got the ball. Now he fumbles the snap, picks it back up off of the turf. Now he's in trouble. He's hitting down. He goes. Andrew Rodriguez comes in and sacks Matt Overmiller after Matt had trouble on the snap. And he runs to the sideline again to get the next play from head coach Bill Carlin. And now the coach wants to call a timeout. Adams Central calls the timeout. So the snap came back to Overmiller. He fumbles it. He picks it up off of the turf. And then it was Andrew Rodriguez that buries him back here. And a loss in a play. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down at about 17 yards to go. We come back. The line of scrimmage over the Aurora 25-yard line. We'll take a break. 3:09 to play. It's the Huskies 19, the Adams Central Patriots 9.
Union Bank and Trust Company is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics. Union Bank and Trust Company serves you with all types of ag lending, including real estate, machinery, livestock loans, and operating lines of credit. Tom Beamer has almost 30 years of ag loan experience, offering competitive rates and favorable terms. Call 463-8583. Union Bank and Trust Company, a loan production office in the Landmark Center, Suite 237, 2727 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
That was the fourth sack of the ball game, Jimmy, for Andrew Rodriguez.
Well, he has been a force in there. They've moved him all around there defensively. But with the bad snap, Rodriguez was able to get the time and get in there, and a huge, huge loss, nearly 8 yards.
Third down is 17. Overmiller wants to throw the ball downfield. It's going to be knocked down. Trying to get it down to Zach Hunt inside the 5-yard line and is knocked down there.
We got penalty flags down, though, on the field.
Penalty flags right around the 21-yard line. The Patriots are applauding in their huddle, so evidently this one is going to go against the Aurora Huskies. So Aurora knocks the ball down inside the 5-yard line. An attempted pass goes to Zach Hunt, the wide receiver there for the Patriots. And now here's the call. It's going to be a holding call against the Huskies. You don't see that too often.
Neither is this crowd down in front of us. They not pleased with the call, as Adams Central will be the beneficiary of this call. They'll take the ball all the way down to the 15 with 3:04 left to go here in the ballgame.
It's still going to be a third down. The automatic first down does not come with that. So it's third down now for Adams Central from the 15 of Aurora. Third down at about 8 yards to go. 3:04 remaining in the ballgame. The Patriots down by 10 points. Overmiller's got it. Here comes the blitz off of the corner. Overmiller steps up. His pass is intercepted. It is intercepted by McCarthy, and he brings the ball to the 11-yard line. Kyle McCarthy gets the interception for the Aurora Huskies, and I'm pretty well doing right there.
Jake Johnson coming across the middle, and the pressure was coming again. from the defensive line of Aurora as they forced Overmiller to the right side. He tried to jam the ball in there, but the big linebacker, McCarthy, he's been all over the field tonight making some outstanding tackles, comes up with the big play and the big stop, and now it looks like Aurora's probably going to go on to win this ball game. 2:53 left to go here in the fourth quarter. The Huskies will take over on their own 12-yard line, leading 19-9 here in Aurora.
I just looked over on the Adams Central sideline. They're still looking at Nate Arnold's left hand. So that's a big concern as the Patriots get ready for the state playoffs next week. Nate Arnold's injured twice here in this ball game tonight. Brockmeyer is now going to pitch the ball to Suk, and down he goes. Suk is thrown down as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. That's a Beamer in on the stop there for Adams Central and Big Jake Meyer, number 56. And now the Patriots will burn another timeout here. 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, we'll take another break with a score of the Huskies 19, the Patriots 9.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Aurora Sports Complex, a dandy of a football game here tonight. The Aurora Huskies have got the lead over the Adams Central Patriots 19-9. At one point, Adams Central led this ball game 9-0. The Huskies have scored two touchdowns here in the fourth quarter, and they've now got the lead by the score of 19-9. Here's a quick pitch play to the near side, stretch play, staying in bounds, as they're going to be knocked down up around the 18-yard line. It's Austin Smith. Smith is a guy who threw the halfback pass for one of those touchdowns here in the fourth quarter. A 35-yard touchdown pass to Matthew Grossans to give the Huskies this 19-9 lead. And now what do we have? Another timeout, Adams Central. So the Patriots want to burn another timeout. We'll do the same. Pay a bill. 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play. Fourth quarter. It's the Huskies 19, the Patriots 9.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much, and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High continues to lead over Grand Island Northwest. We'll have all the scores coming up on the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Hastings High had a 41-26 advantage, I think, at last check in the third quarter. Third down and 5 yards to go here for the Huskies. As they hand the ball away, the Patriots going to stop them here. As they just go straight ahead, and now Aurora is going to have to punt the football. Just watch the little exchange there between Andrew Rodriguez and a defensive end for Adams Central, Brandon Hageman. Hageman at 200 and Rodriguez at 315.
Yeah, go to the sidelines, young man. That Rodriguez is a big, big individual, and as we said, going to the University of Nebraska, we know what they can do with the weight program down there. He'll be an absolute beast.
Inside 2 minutes to go now. 19-9 to score. The Huskies have the lead. Aurora letting all the time in the world click off here as much as they can. Now they get the punt away. Kicking it away from Beamer. It goes over his head. It's going to be down inside the 45-yard line. Now Beamer picks it up down there at the 40, and he's going to pay for that. Aurora had the ball surrounded down there, and Beamer comes in and just kind of swipes it away. That was a bad move as Ryan Beamer swarmed under.
Boy, what a great kick, though, by the quarterback, Brockmeyer. 45 yards on the kick, minus three on the return. And Adams Central, a lot of ground to make up here. 1:38 left to go. They'll take over at their own 42-yard line. We've got a final score in from Sutton. The Blue Hill Bobcats finished their regular season untarnished. They beat Sutton 35-6, so Blue Hill making another run at the D2 state playoffs.
Congratulations to Blue Hill, winners tonight 35-6 over Sutton. Here's Overmiller, his pass to the near side is going to be behind his intended receiver. That's Zach Hunt. So Ober Miller throws an incomplete pass. If you're just joining us, Adams Central jumped out to a 9-0 lead in this ball game in the first quarter. What Adams Central have in that first quarter as far as the total yards? They kind of dominated that opening period.
Yeah, 97 yards for Adams Central, 15 total yards for Aurora in the first quarter. But since then, the tables have turned, and it's been all Aurora Husky.
Yeah, the Huskies have owned the second, third, and now the fourth quarter. 19-9, Huskies have scored twice in the final period. Ober Miller with the ball again, rocks it across the middle. That one is nearly intercepted. Same guy, McCarthy, the middle linebacker. He picked it off on the last possession and nearly had his second one right here. So now it's going to bring up a third down situation, third down and 10. Nice thing about this game, it was a great high school football game, but both of these teams will move on to the Class B state playoffs. This could be the first of two meetings we'll see between these two teams.
Well, exactly. And Aurora was the one that eliminated the playoff hopes last year at Patriot Field against this Adams Central Patriots. But I thought the quote in the paper by Coach Carlin, he just wanted to get it in front of a good opponent to see how they matched up, and then they can repair things from there. And definitely they do have some things to repair.
Here's a pass by Ober Miller. That one is going to be incomplete. Blindside pressure, and Ober Miller is decked on the play. Coming in was Chase Perry, number one, the outside linebacker on the right side. And Overmiller's pass was down around the knees, down around the ankles of Ryan Beamer as they try to get the ball into their playmaker's hands. So now it's fourth down and 10 for the Patriots, and those punt the football away. 1:24 to play in the football game. The Huskies going to keep their undefeated season alive, the defending Class B state champs. And now Zach Hunt, looks like he wants to run for the football, but finally kicks it away. Bounces at the 29, takes an Adams Central bounce, going to be down here at the 20-yard line, and that's where the Huskies will start.
38 on the punt for Hunt as he kind of viewed the defense to see what they were going to do. He ran a good 5-6 yards up there. He had a considerable amount to go for the first down.
Run of those rugby kicks.
Yeah, just kind of a rugby-style kick. We've seen a lot of that this year out of a lot of teams. They, especially on the college side of things, a lot of teams using that rugby-style kick and sometimes running for the fake off of it, as I think Aurora one or two early in the first quarter, and it cost them 2 points. But Aurora's going to go on. They'll just simply take a knee here. As Brock Myers up under center, he'll go back about 3 steps and go to a knee. So the Aurora Huskies, the 2008 defending champions, will keep their record untarnished as they will finish the regular season at 9 wins and 0 losses, and both teams will advance into the playoffs.
Yeah, the Patriots' offensive woes in the second half continue. Punt, 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 interception, punt.
Yeah.
Pretty well tells the story.
Lots of things to repair for this Adams Central offense, but they got to go against the best tonight. They come out on the losing end of things, but still, I think there will be a lot of things they can build on. They can take a look at that first quarter and build from there. Obviously, 3 bad quarters for the Patriots, but nothing lost yet. They will advance into the Class B state playoffs. And they will be a force to be reckoned with. They will get some things fixed up. Hopefully Nate Arl will be able to go, as he never did see action again after that second injury to that left hand.
So we're down to 15 seconds to go. We've got our player of the game coming up and also our coach's post-game show. Hopefully we can get to Coach Carlin up here. If not, we'll see him down at Hogan's.
With a lift.
Yeah. Here's the next snap, and that's going to be the ball game. The Aurora Huskies, the district champs. Here tonight as they come back, they scored 19 unanswered points after Adams Central had all the momentum, had the lead after the first quarter, 9-0. But the Huskies come back with 19 straight points. 2 of the 3 touchdowns here in the fourth quarter. And Aurora knocks out the Adams Central Patriots tonight in high school football. The final score, Aurora 19, the Patriots 9. You're listening to High School Football.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Sports Complex, the Aurora Huskies knock off the Adams Central Patriots tonight in high school football action. Final score of 19-9. Adams Central won one quarter. The Aurora Huskies won three here tonight. Adams Central got off to a good start. They had the Huskies backed up in their own end. The snap came back to the punter, Tyson Brockmeyer. It was high. He was tackled in the end zone for his safety. Patriots jumped out to a 2-0 lead with 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. The Huskies then had to kick off to Adams Central, and they took the ball right down the field. They come up with a big pass play, a 40-yard pass from Matt Overmiller to Zach Hunt that took the ball down to the three. Then the next play, Ryan Beamer took it in for the touchdown. 3:32 to play in the first quarter. It was all Adams Central. Patriots had the lead by a score of 9-0. Then, in the second quarter, Tyson Brockmeyer completed a 14-play, 85-yard drive. He stuck it in from 1 yard out. Point after touchdown was good. The score at halftime was 9-7. Adams Central had no first downs in the second quarter. They were held to minus one total yards in the second period. Then we went all the way to the fourth quarter, second play of the fourth quarter. Tyson Brockmeyer took it in from 1 yard out. That was a setup by a 49-yard run at the end of the third quarter by Brockmeyer. The point after touchdown was no good, so the score was 13-9 in favor of the Aurora Huskies. And then Aurora scored one more time on a halfback pass from Austin Smith to Matthew Grosshans. It covered 35 yards. The PAT was no good. 19-9 was the final score. Adams Central had one drive late in the fourth quarter, but a pass was intercepted by the Aurora defense, and it pretty well sealed the ball game. 19-9, the final score. The Huskies win here tonight.
Well, after you talk about that first big quarter for Adams Central with 97 yards, after that point, 57 yards of total offense after the first quarter. The Aurora defense came to life and woke up, and they were really able to kind of handle the Adams Central offense here this evening. We look at Aurora's numbers. Their quarterback, Brockmeyer, 11 of 17 passing, 144 and one touchdown. The Huskies rushed it 31 times for 137 yards, so 281 of total offense against the Patriot defense and 12 first downs. Individual leaders for Aurora, Nate Suk, we see him in the game, 9 carries, 43 yards, and the quarterback, Tyson Brockmeyer, really the guy that did most of the damage, 13 carries, 46 yards, and 2 touchdowns, but he had several passes that were very, very big downfield that set up a couple of touchdowns there late in the ballgame. Adams Central offensively tonight, Matt Overmiller, 9 of 16 passing, 83 yards, one interception, that coming late in the ball game as Adams Central was forced to throw the football around. They rushed it 25 times for only 78 yards. Unlike an Adams Central offense, they're used to racking up well over 200 yards on the ground. But against this tough defense for Aurora, they really had it tough tonight. 161 of total offense and only 5 first downs for the Patriots. Leading ball carrier in the game, Ryan Beamer, 16 carries, 67 yards, and one touchdown. But, you know, nothing is lost here, just a little minor bump in the road. The Patriots do advance into the Class B playoffs. We'll know the pairings Saturday, tomorrow morning sometime. We will get those from an NSAA. But, obviously, Adams Central going to be a force to reckon with. They just have some things they got to fix, and obviously the three quarters of tape that they're going to be able to watch, they're going to be able to see a lot of things they can repair.
19-9, the final score here tonight. The Aurora Huskies knock off Adams Central. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school football continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Union Bank and Trust Company is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics. Union Bank and Trust Company serves you with all types of ag lending, including real estate, machinery, livestock loans, and operating lines of credit. Tom Beamer has almost 30 years of ag loan experience, offering competitive rates and favorable terms. Call 463-8583. Union Bank and Trust Company, a loan production office in the Landmark Center, Suite 237, 2727 West 2nd, Hastings.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
The Patriots dropped this one here tonight to the Aurora Huskies. Final score of 19-9. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. You look at the Adams Central defense here tonight. Brandon Hagelin had a good contest tonight for Adams Central. He came up with nine tackles in the ball game. Jake Johnson had eight tackles to lead the Adams Central defense. And then offensively, it was Ryan Beamer once again, the ball carrier for Adams Central, as Beamer in the ball game tonight rushes for, what do we have here? Beamer in the ball game rushes. We can't see.
The lights are going. 16 carries and 67 yards for Ryan Beamer this evening. He's the only guy with really any considerable numbers rushing the football for AC.
All right, we'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for the Adams Central Patriots is going to be on defense, Brandon Hagelin. He come through with a team-high nine tackles in the ball game tonight. Also had a couple of quarterback sacks, but it was not enough as Adams Central lost to the Aurora Huskies by a score of 19-9. Brandon Hagelin is going to be our player of the game tonight for the Adams Central Patriots. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
This is the Coach's Postgame Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
And we're back at the Aurora Sports Complex. Again, Adams Central drops this one by a final score of 19-9. As head coach Bill Carlin joins us. Number one, thanks for coming up. They didn't put us in the best of accommodations. We're not in the VIP suite, as you can tell, tonight.
No, it's a nice view up here, though.
Look out for the low flying birds. I'll tell you what, Adams Central put their game on the line tonight. It just wasn't enough. Aurora's a tremendous football team.
Oh, they really are. They're probably one of the better teams I've seen in the 30 years I've coached. And they just got a great complement of personnel to go with their package. And their size up front and stuff makes their defense really strong and lets their linebackers and their secondary their linebackers can just run the ball. Their secondary can play off and play pass. And I just thought we put our defense on the field way too much. We didn't move the ball enough after the first quarter to get things going, and that was kind of our downfall.
Yeah, let's go back to the first quarter, Coach. Look at some numbers here. In the first quarter, Adams Central with 97 yards of total offense and Aurora only 15. I thought defensively some big, big stops, and then offensively you guys were able to move the football against the Aurora defense very easily.
Well, we got some things going, and we were trying to figure out where some of their personnel was, and we hit a big pass play, and that really helped us and got down there. But we had good field position. That really, I think, helped us and kind of kept them back. With their package wasn't quite as diversified when they were down near their goal line, so that helped our defense out too. But you know, I thought our kids came out of the gate, played really, really hard, and we jumped on top early. We just couldn't hang on long enough.
What did they do defensively after the first quarter? Any big changes there?
I don't think they changed anything. You know, I think that they were just getting off some blocks a little better. They were, you know, their big kids were getting a little push. We ran a couple of counter sweeps a couple times, and we got guys pushed backwards in the line of scrimmage, and then that blew up and stuff. And so instead of having a second and five or something like that, then you're sitting there at second and 12, and that makes a whole different thing.
Well, and we looked in the first quarter, Andrew Rodriguez, the guy that the papers are talking all about, the University of Nebraska recruit, I thought your guys handled him very well in the first quarter, and then it seemed like, boy, he was really woke up from the second quarter on as the both sides of the football really dominated. He was in there in your second area, in your backfield quite often in that second, third, and fourth quarter.
He really did. He did a lot of good things, and we had one time we ran a screen pass, and we caught him taking a play off, and he happened to just be standing right where the screen was. And so that's the way it goes, I guess, sometimes. But he's a very good football player. You know, he's 325 pounds and can run very well. He's very strong, and he's got a lot of good things going for him. So he's very talented.
9-7 at halftime. Adams Central had the lead. Aurora came back to grab the lead 13-9 in the fourth quarter, and then you give up a halfback pass for a touchdown, really the backbreaker to make it 19-9.
Yeah, it was very well conceived. You know, we had really flown to the ball really hard with our personnel trying to contain their veer and stuff out of the shotgun, and it was a good call on their part. They just caught us. We had to commit and on the veer, and they just caught us coming up and got over the top on us. So good play on them. Got to give them credit there.
Well, and nothing really lost here, Coach. Advance into the Class B state playoffs. We'll know who you play tomorrow as the pairings come out. Any feelings on the playoffs coming up? Any ideas on maybe who you would be seeing?
Not really, no. There's so many variables. It's just a guessing game. And I think there's three or four teams we got a shot at seeing, and we'll just have to see how things shake out.
We'll see you next week.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Bill Carlin, head coach for the Adams Central Patriots. Again, AC drops this one here tonight to the Aurora Huskies. Final score of 19-9. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Football.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
And the Adams Central Patriots dropping this one tonight to the Aurora Huskies 19-9, but both teams move on to the Class B State High School football playoffs. Again, as Jimmy mentioned, the pairings will be out tomorrow from the NSAA, and Adams Central will play next Friday night, and we'll find out what happens as the season starts all over again.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.